InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice, and it's time to make it count.
Darren McBreen's been here 13 years, and he put out that great promo here as InfoWars is very, very long in the tooth right now, but whatever happens to this operation will only make humanity stronger, and it's totally blown up in their face. All right, we are simulcasting on the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones. Into the world of emergency transmission, all the experts agree, never been closer to nuclear war, civilization ending, life ending for almost all creatures on this planet. It'll be like a 100-mile-wide asteroid hitting the Earth. I mean, a nuclear war will be worse than that because the nuclear reactors will all melt down, and they're far more destructive long-term than a hydrogen bomb going off. Its radiation dissipates, not the 400-plus reactors melting down. We're focusing on it all today. It's a gigantic broadcast. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, June 7th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 4 hours live. Let's put that live show headline back on screen for TV viewers. I'll read it out for radio listeners on hundreds of stations listening right now. We're only months away from a world-ending nuclear war. Alex Jones, a special guest, lay out the deadly life on Earth ending scenarios unfolding and forecast a plan to reverse our headlong march into nuclear Armageddon. Emergency alert broadcast. This is an emergency alert broadcast. That is the front and center news. And we have Joe Biden toddling around at the D-Day event in France, not even knowing who he was, and apparently pooping himself, which we've confirmed from Secret Service and others he does indeed do on a routine basis. He has no idea what planet he's on. This is all emblematic of the insanity. So we are also not just on radio stations and Infowars.com/show and TV stations. We're simulcasting on X at Real Alex Jones with the video feed. But if you want to participate in the show today, we're going to be opening up the speakers on X at Real Alex Jones. You want to go there and join the spaces where you can share it as well. And coming up here in just about 30 minutes, we will be taking speakers who are piling in to the space that just launched a few minutes ago. So please repost that everywhere. Retweet it on X. Email it out to your friends and family and neighbors and people you want to wake up. Send it on your text messages. Tell folks there's a very important broadcast. The end of the world is here. Can we stop it? Alex Jones and guests. So we have to admit this is happening to stop it. Who would have believed they'd release a virus and give us deadly shots to kill 22 million people? Who'd believe they'd cut off most of the energy? Who'd believe they would starve the third world to death for 3 years under lockdowns? Who would believe they would have drag queen pedophile time everywhere? Who would believe any of the things you're seeing? This is a death cult of depopulationists that are doing this, and we have to admit that's happening. I'll be interspersing a ton of other economic news, election news, poison shot news. We have some special guests. Mickey Willis is coming in the fourth hour with me to talk about the fight against good and evil, the fight between good and evil. That is all coming up, and just how real the fight between good and evil is. But let's go into why I'm saying we're in so much danger, which, again, every mainline analyst admits we've never been closer to nuclear war. Western troops have been fighting Russians for years in Ukraine, even before Russia invaded. The West was there pushing them out, starting a war, having coup after coup, and people would elect anti-war presidents there. And so now that Russia has decisively defeated the Kiev regime, and now that Zelensky is officially a dictator, and has canceled elections, or arrested even his loyal opposition, banned the Orthodox Church, now masses of Western troops are flooding in to formations in and around Russia, not just in Ukraine, and things are heating up quickly. NATO is making plans for surging U.S. troops into Europe in case Russia invades. Putin has always said he's got plenty of land in Russia and doesn't need to invade, doesn't want to invade, and that would cause nuclear war. But he's pointed out that you're massing troops on my border, you're attacking us, and if you start striking civilian targets in Russia, we're going to start striking civilian targets in Europe. And the corporate media has spun that and not mentioned the attacks on Russia and said Putin's just randomly threatening to start bombing people. No, he said again 2 days ago in a speech, we're not attacking anybody. We've been attacked. You started with us. And that's a fact. That's the reality. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski, before he died, bragged about his plan. And Victoria Nuland, and you've got George Soros on CNN with Fareed Zakaria 5 years ago, 6 years ago, bragging how they overthrew 10 years ago the government in Kiev and started this war with Russia. So NATO's making plans for surging U.S. troops into Europe in case Russia invades, and U.S. troops are already beginning to flood into the zone. NATO Chief Stoltenberg, Ukraine needs at least 40 billion euros a year until Russia is defeated, and they're calling it a war that will last decades. And the French government's saying it's the new economy. So it's bringing us into this martial law scenario, but will it go on for decades or will it trigger a nuclear war? Well, bombing Russia proper, Russia has said, will do that, and that's what their doctrine is. What would we do? Russia warships, including nuclear sub-missile frigate, those are nuke platforms, will arrive in Cuba next week on top of all the submarines circling the United States loaded with nuclear cruise missiles and ballistic missiles. Oceans can no longer protect America, a big article dealing with that. Well, it's the left that's opened up our borders. It's the left and the globalists that have degraded us, not the Russians. This is really a key article right here out of MSN. The London Telegraph reposted there. And they've already been hyping this. Oh, there's really shadow war. Oh, those poultry plants that are getting blown up. Those oil refineries that are suddenly catching on fire everywhere. It's not Antifa. It's not Extinction Rebellion that's setting all the fires in Canada or the U.S., even though they keep arresting Antifa almost every time. No. One day it's climate change, and the next day it's the Russians. And so now if a shopping mall burns or a factory burns and just something made in the factory, including, you know, biscuits, literally, in the case of England, is being shipped to Ukraine. Oh, the Russians blew it up. Meanwhile, for years, thousands and thousands of drones have been flown into Russia out of Ukraine, attacking them, going back a decade, or about actually 8 years when it really started, shelling into Russian enclaves like the Donetsk and others. So, string of mysterious attacks across Europe opens new front in Russia's war on the West. So there's no evidence Russia's doing this, but it's a huge long article. I read the whole thing this morning, and it just says, nope, it's the Russians. Yeah, it was the Russians closed the Keystone Pipeline with an executive order the day after they were sworn and after stealing the election. When Vladimir Putin stole the election in 2020, and got into power on January 21st, 2021, the first thing he did as the president of America was cut off the Keystone Pipeline and end drilling all over the U.S., the Gulf of Mexico, and Alaska. The next thing Putin did was dissolve the border and tell all the illegals immediately surge the border. And then he started human trafficking small children for sex slavery and as factory workers. Putin then began pooping all the time in public, and he began bubbling and babbling. And he also declared that white people are the number one terror threat, and said that white supremacy was everywhere, and defined white supremacy as questioning election theft or open borders or forced shots or lockdowns. And Putin had lockdowns here. He tried to make us and gave us shots that have killed around the world 20 million people. I mean, folks, it's true. It's not companies getting out of business and burning down their own businesses because of the economy for insurance. It's not Extinction Rebellion or Antifa that gets caught everywhere burning and blocking roads and doing things. No. It's not animal rights groups caught burning down ski lodges. No. In fact, this morning, I slipped in the shower and hit my head. Got a little cut in the back of my head. Didn't really. It's hypothetical. And I knew Vladimir Putin was there and shoved me. It's all Vladimir Putin, folks. It's all the Russians. Did you know that? They're the ones cutting off our resources. In fact, Fauci works for Russia. Of course, they don't. So a string of mysterious attacks across Europe opens new front in Russia's war on the West. And they go into attacks inside the U.S. as well. Total horse manure. But that opens up the false flag front, I've been telling you, where they're going to stage terror attacks or have some mercenary group do it and then say that the Russians did it to escalate. We've already caught Zelensky and the regime in Kiev doing this, where they fire missiles repeatedly into Poland, blame it on Russia, but the Polish military has good anti-aircraft missiles and anti-missile missile systems, and they shoot them down so they don't fully detonate. Because they, you know, hit the ground, they blow up, you know, it's little bitty pieces, but they shoot them in, you know, in half and they don't detonate. The tail numbers were Ukrainian. Isn't that cute? Exclusive. Biden tells Muir U.S. weapons will not be used to strike Moscow and the Kremlin. But everything but Russia's capital city and capital building is fair game. Well, that's quite the escalation. Because the Russians said, if you hit our major cities, we'll start hitting yours. Then all you see is that part cut off. If you hit us, we'll hit you. And you just leave the part, we'll hit you. If you hit me, I'll hit you. You just cut off, if you hit me, it's like, I'll hit you. Absolutely insane. Low expectations plague the Air Force Academy as they lower standards and everything falls apart. Well, don't worry, they got drones to replace us. Biden apologizes to Zelensky for months-long congressional holdup of weapons that let Russia advance. Oh, yes. No, it's that most of their soldiers are dead. That's why. That's the main reason. Biden to defend democracy in speech in France, which he did, drawing contrast with Trump. Hillary calls Trump Hitler. Biden compares Russia to Hitler in World War II speech, even though we were allied with Russia during that. Cut off from the West, Putin says almost 40% of Russian trade turnover is now in rubles. That's actually helped Russia and hurt the dollar. There's a new video. Maybe you guys can play this. Moment Ukraine blows up yet another Russian vessel in kamikaze drone strike. They're in the Black Sea. So this is just all absolutely out of control. And there's going to be more and more and more of this. And people sit here and watch this lead up to World War over to end of the world, final war, garbage. D-Day anniversary, haunted by dwindling number of veterans and shadow of Europe's new war. But don't worry, Hillary and Biden made it all about Russia being the new Hitler and Trump being the new Hitler. Hillary Clinton makes disgusting D-Day posts comparing Trump to Hitler. But there's good news, political reports on it. I've been harping on this, but it's mainstream news now. As Europe votes, a populist wave surges almost everywhere around the world, not just in Europe. Anti-war, anti-globalist, anti-WF, anti-UN, anti-ESG, BlackRock leaders are being elected. Will they all be perfect? Will they all perfectly execute? No. But it's definitely hurting the New World Order and the globalists admit they're in trouble. And if those people don't deliver on what they're supposed to do, war will replace them. So there's a global political realignment. That's why the system is panicking. You can feel the shift. Will the French be lured by Le Pen, the Guardian says. Who's really just a milquetoast conservative compared to, I mean, compared to me. And I'm not what you call a super ultra right wing, you know, guy. I'm a populist Christian who loves everybody. And I am more extreme than Le Pen. So I'm more just trying to stop transhumanism and the globalist takeover. I'm not against human advancements with technology, just not it being Trojan horse and set up to enslave us and forced on people, especially children. We're talking about some of the secrets of that with Mickey Willis in the fourth hour. Believe me, you want to stay tuned for that. Coming up. Now we're going to go to break in about 10 minutes. It's got a lot more news to cover before then. And I like Chase Geiser in here at studio with us when we simulcast on X. We're already simulcasting. We'll start taking speakers on the big subject. The CIA calls the Cold War and then leading up to 1991 and Desert Storm. They call that World War III, and I agree. That was the Third World War. It was a global war between the Soviet Union and the United States and the West. So the next one's called World War IV, but Tucker Carlson coined the term. He was talking to me. I kind of Googled it and see anybody else really saying it. There's a few posters were, but nobody prominent. He goes, it's not World War IV, Alex. It's the final war. World War I was the war to end all wars. Well, this one will really be the final war, as many a statesman has pointed out, like Albert Einstein, I think, said it best. I don't know how World War IV, I don't know how World War III, what was the exact quote? I don't know how World War III will be fought. See, new technology was growing so fast. But I know the next war will be fought with sticks and stones. There, I butchered it because I'm teleprompter free, going from memory. I pulled the exact Albert Einstein quote on World War III. I think it's, I don't know how World War III will be fought, but I know World War, the next world war, or the next war, 10th time I'm going to get it right. I don't know how World War III will be fought, but I know the next war will be fought with sticks and stones. I think I nailed it that time. Hey, five times is the charm. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Albert Einstein's often quoted as having said, I know not what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Bing! All right, I was right the first time. We're done. Thank you. Now, let me tell you what's coming up mixed in with all of the spaces speakers that we'll be talking to on the Mighty X. Germany has begun dumping illegal aliens, they call them migrants, in Poland. And when Poland's military even resists them, attacking them or killing them, now the federal police, controlled by the globalist new president, are arresting them. So now even the Polish border is going to collapse. One of the few countries in Europe that's withstood the EU takeover. That is huge. Big stack of news that ties in with that. El Salvador president exposes MS-13 satanic child sacrifice rituals. I told you about that years ago. There were an article saying it wasn't true. It's a well-known fact. We have a huge stack of just nightmare British medical journal, you name it, top studies, that it's a 40%+ overall death rate increase in every country that took the shots that they called a COVID vaccine. It's just incredible. Childhood heart inflammation caused by vaccine, not COVID. Multiple new studies describe how COVID shots cause massive turbo cancers. Sudden infant death syndrome, a cover story for infant vaccine deaths. And it just goes on from there. We've got a huge stack on that front. The third hour, we have a seriously vaccine-damaged woman who's in a wheelchair. They admit the vaccine did it to her, young woman, and they've told her, we want you to kill yourself. We'll kill you. You're worthless now. So they didn't kill her with the shot completely, so they're like, hey, we're going to finish a job. It's like those Pawn Star memes where somebody says, hey, I want to live in a free country. And they say, well, the best I can give you is World War III. So it's like, here, take a poison shot. Oh, you're paralyzed. Can't walk. Incredible pain. All this horrible stuff happened to you? Well, best I can do is kill you. That's kind of liberal. That's kind of trendy. It's kind of nice. Being very sick and sarcastic right now makes me want to throw up. Now let's shift to this information. I predicted, as you know, a week ago and again on Monday, when Trump raised $50 million on the first day, I said, this is going to be sustained. This isn't going to stop. And I said, I predict by July 4th, he raises $1 billion. That doesn't just shatter any record with small donations. That'll be five times bigger than more than that. Eight times bigger than any previous record for a month. So That's what I'm predicting. And even former liberals in Silicon Valley are massively joining Trump because they see the totalitarianism and understand the Democratic Party has become pure evil. They've always been really bad, but they've rotted like a fish from the head down, and, well, there's something else. Yeah, he raised $53 million in one day. Now, overhead shot, guys. Here's the new number. So it looks like I'm going to be wrong, which is not very often, which I'll be happy to be wrong. I was guessing that by July 4th, it'd be $1 billion. He's raised in 8 days, $400 million. As of last night, that's probably like $450 million now. So let me see. Let's round it down. Let's say he raises $30 million a day until July 4th, added to $400 million right now. Guys, do the math. Show if there's like 20. Like 26, 27 days until July 4th, 29, whatever it is. Guys, do the math in there. He'll raise, let me revise this up. I'm just going to dead reckon it. $1.2 billion? Wow. I'm really glad to be wrong about that one. Not proven wrong yet. Maybe it slows down. I don't think so. And I'll make another prediction. If the judge on July 11th orders him clapped in irons and sent to Rikers Island, he raises $1 billion in one day and then $500 million every consecutive day after that, as long as he's in jail. But there's the problem. They're going to kill Trump in jail. They're going to poison him in there. There's no doubt they want him dead. I mean, my God, you'd be crazy enough to know that. Poison his food, like Jeffrey Epstein. They choked him to death, broke his neck in three places. Coroner said he looked like foul play, looked like murder. But the national media said, no, that's not the case. Bill Barr said he hung himself on the paper bed sheets. He was on a suicide watch. All the cameras turned off on accident. They charged the cops that let it happen, but later dropped it. Hey, guys, we're going to charge you. You know, the money's in the Swiss bank account. Don't worry. They dropped those charges. So everybody that thinks we're out of the woods on this, we need to pray for Trump. He needs to watch what he's eating. He knows that. They want to poison his food. He's well aware of that. Or water or Diet Coke. And if they kill Trump, that's when they're going to stage the massive terror attacks and blame it on Trump supporters to then say, well, somebody killed him and, you know, now they're doing this. It's evil supporters. Now we got to get them. And that's why they want me off the air during this period. So that I'm not able to war game all this and get this out. But you don't worry. You're pretty little head, CIA. Unless you do a total internet kill switch, which I know you're going to pull during this, you're not going to stop me talking. Plus, I'm going to live in people's heads, and people are going to record this broadcast right now. Just like I told you, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center using hijacked jets and blame bin Laden. And I said, call the White House on TV and radio. And by the way, everybody's seen the July 25th broadcast? Chase Geyser using AI has scanned through a bunch of the shows. He's got me in March of that year saying that. It's not about, you know, how early I did it. It's just that some people say, oh, well, you didn't predict this first. Yeah, people said they're going to do terror attacks and blame bin Laden. I said they're going to fly planes to the World Trade Center and blame him. Nobody predicted that with me. And we're not trying to keep score here. I'm just saying, listen to me.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Biomineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my
dreams. And I never give up. I never back down. I never sell out. It's not in my DNA. That said, there's a big corporate media spin that I've thrown in the towel on InfoWars. It's all over the news.
I've got a tiger.
It's you that has a tiger by the tail. And I'll give you the latest updates on that in a moment. And recap the nuclear war news. It's never been more imminent. And then we'll start going to Spaces Speakers on X at Real Alex Jones. Remember, this is a participation sport in the InfoWar. Please, if you're on X or anywhere else, share the live feeds, both the video feed and, of course, the X Spaces, to everybody, because this is a big deal. The end of the world is here. Can we stop it? And they don't let you have a big headline on X Spaces, so it's a short one. But let me put up what I really am saying with an InfoWars.com live show headline, please. It boils it down. We are only months away from a world-ending nuclear war. Yeah, there'll still be some fish in the ocean alive and a few things here and there, but most things will be dead. Alex Jones, special guest, lay out the deadly life on Earth ending scenarios unfolding and reveal a plan to reverse our headlong march into nuclear Armageddon. Emergency alert broadcast. Not fear porn, but the reality so that it stops. Like telling a family member that's drinking a handle of vodka a day that they're going to die of liver failure if they keep doing it. They might want to just cut back to a few drinks or stop. Or somebody that gets a motorcycle and that's, goes 300 miles an hour and tells them, hey, you're probably going to get killed on that thing or wish you were dead. So there's a probability your 18-year-old son goes out and gets a rice burner that goes 280 miles an hour that they're going to be dead real quick. Or even people that get a big old easy rider deal. I can't tell you how many friends I got that are dead on those things. I'm not saying you don't have a right to ride them. I'm just telling you, you might not want to drive around in a busy city on one on a holiday weekend. Can't tell you how many friends and family I got that are dead or paralyzed or have horrible epilepsy from motorcycle accidents. I know more than 20 friends and family that are paralyzed or crippled or dead from it, including several people that have worked in this office over the years that are dead. Good people. Both of them men. I'm not being an anti-state on you. I'm just saying America is going 300 miles an hour on the shoulder down an interstate highway on a busy Friday afternoon. One car pulls over because his tire blew out. You're going 300 miles an hour, 250 miles an hour. You're going to hit that car and you're going to be dead. Or you hit a piece of garbage in the road. You're dead. And the world right now is like a motorcycle going 250 miles an hour down the shoulder of a busy highway. It's fun, but it's lethal. And that's why I've even gotten rid of my Hellcat. Quit driving it. I said, the world's too important. I can't have this thing and sneak out in the middle of the country road when I'm driving to see family in East Texas and nobody's around, so I take it up to 200 miles an hour. And then a dog runs out in front of me, and I barely miss it. So I said, that's it. Even though this is a drug, I don't take fentanyl, I don't smoke dope, I don't do any of that stuff, but I'm doing something way worse, and I got to get rid of this car. And so when the telephone poles are going, it's really fun. But the whole world is in grave danger right now. So that's where we are. I know a lot of you are already on the spaces. You heard me cover the top stories. I'll kind of intersperse these as topics with some of the speakers and ask them, what do you think of Russia moving nuclear subs into our waters that were already there, but having them surface and tell everybody they're there? What do you make of NATO announcing that they want the draft to come back? What do you make of the announcement to bomb inside Russia, which has now begun? It's crazy. What do you make of Trump raising $400 million in 8 days? And that's yesterday's numbers. So that was seven. The numbers come out a day late. I predicted $1 billion by July 4th. I think I have to up that estimate. So there you go. Rigged death sentence. If Democrats can get Trump into a jail cell, he will surely be suicided during some grid down scenario with no videos or witnesses. Very good article from National News. That's how they did Epstein. Trump promises to release all classified files on JFK 9/11 Epstein if he wins second White House term. Boy, that's got to scare the deep state.
Yeah.
Trump does what he says or tries. Ex-FBI Deputy Director McCabe, Bureau employees worried of being jailed by Trump. Talk about projection. Talk about inversion. Judge orders former Trump advisor Steve Bannon to report to prison July 1st. Steve's tough. He doesn't compromise. I took the fifth, not because of that anything incriminating, but because I told the committee, which they never showed you, did they? Me and Congress. I told the committee, you're crooks. You're planning stuff. I pointed Schiff out and said, you've already been caught falsifying evidence 3 times in this. This isn't a duly elected committee, but I know you want to put me in jail for contempt. So I took the fifth 98 times. Steve, those little more stubborn hombre than me, probably smarter. You can only admire it. Rapper 50 Cent tells media, I see black Americans identifying with him. So his old girlfriend came out and threatened him, a white lady, ugly white lady, I should add. I'm not trying to be mean to her. She'd probably do better of any color. And she said, you know, basically, you're not black. She said, I got to remind him, you're black. You vote Democrat. I guess they were the party of the KKK and slavery. I guess you do. Literally saying, we own you and your identity. But Hollywood wants to own everybody's identity. White people are evil racists. Black people vote Democrat. Women abort their babies. Go jump in a lake, lady. We're done with you. So there's that. And we've got so much more coming up. I'm going to recap and drill into these bombshell headlines here in a moment. But let me address this, and then we're going right to the spaces speakers on the big World War III, how do we stop the end of the world scenario? Well, by admitting it's a real threat, doing something about it. But the latest media spin and deception and not knowing what to say, not knowing what to do, I'm going to explain what's going on here. An order has gone out through the systems to shut this show down and to shut them all down and put everybody they can in prison ahead of whatever they're about to do to Trump and these wars and all this. They don't want people that know what's going on air, whose audience is just growing exponentially. And they know we're reaching, I mean, let's be conservative. 15 million people a day tune into part of the show. Another 20 million see clips. And they're worried because of who listens. Not just the great general public, but Congress and foreign governments and everybody from Victor Boot to Donald Trump to Tucker Carlson to Joe Rogan to Russell Brand to Elon Musk. And those people respect me. They know I do my homework. They know I've got one of the, if not the best batting average on intel, and the intel agencies know that. Hell, I just sat there on the night of the Vegas massacre, just the last 10 seconds, I said, I think they'll attack a major music event tonight with terrorists. And I went, and people said, why'd you say that? I said, God just told me to say it. I don't do that very often, but I'm getting better at, like, getting really good at, I follow the orders now. I used to be like, why am I being, what? The voice is never wrong. It's never wrong. And so now people are pretty freaked out because I can see around corners, basically see through walls. If I'm listening, back to the Holy Spirit and that power. And yes, I'm saying that because it's true. Now, last Friday, I pick up on the weirdness going on. I make some calls, and then I find out that indeed they were going to close the doors, change the locks, digital keys, and kick us out. But don't worry, only till Monday, with no quarter. And so I got upset about that. And I said, really, they're going to shut this down permanently ahead of the judge's thing on the 14th. He's not the one, but there's all these federal appointed people in the court system the judge doesn't control. Or he tries to control them, but they do what they want, we've learned. So I had to explain to the security company that's a third party. And I've been here for years, and you know, 6, 7 years, nice people, smart, very professional. Like them all, like the head of the company, all of them, they're good people. Done a lot of great work for us. And, I mean, I owe them stuff. I mean, they helped me get my kids in my custody battle, full custody. And they were, I mean, I owe these people stuff. I like them. And I had to sit there and explain, listen, I'm the sole member. I'm the boss in an LLC. The CRO told you he's the boss, chief reorganization officer. He's not. He doesn't have the power to hire and fire. I've just been letting him do that out of good faith, even though I've disagreed with some stuff. And now you're not closing the building. So I said, you better understand that. They made some calls. They go, you're right. We're not going to do anything until we get a court order. They go into the emergency meeting on Monday in front of the judge and say, we want this shut down now. The Democratic Party plaintiffs, lawyers, all of them. But then they also say, Jones is crazy. Nobody's trying to shut him down. Like when they started censoring everybody 6 years ago, nobody's censoring you. Remember that gaslighting? Gaslighting is a classic, you know, 1930s movie where the guy's beating his wife in front of people and they all say, nobody's beating you, honey, and she believes it. It's like a mind game. And so the CIA picked that term up. They were set up later. So, and there was a bunch of other really scary, set me up type crap that went on, and that'll all be told. But it's not that important compared to World War III. It's just to understand the weirdness going on here, very transparent. And so, I start sleeping up here. I tell people this is going on. They spin it and say nothing's happening because they don't want people to know and make a big deal. They just want to quietly close it. They lie to you like you're a child. Like your four-year-old goes, what's death? People die. No one dies. Then, you know, your parakeet didn't die. Your fish didn't die. It went away to see its friends. Okay, you're not a four-year-old, okay? That's why I get mad at some of my family that wants to have my 6 or 7 now, you know, believe Santa Claus. It's like, you know, most of my kids knew Santa Claus wasn't real at 3 because I told them it was real. You know, this is not real. It's fun. It's fantasy, but it's not real. Okay? So, Santa Claus ain't real, folks. Okay? And so, the judge said at this hearing 3 weeks ago, not the one on Monday, he said, I'm either going to give the company back to Alex Jones or I'm going to, what did he say? So I'm going to give it back to Alex Jones. Or you're going to settle with him. Well, they were never going to settle for any amount of money. They don't want money. They sit on the courthouse steps. You've seen the lawyers, the groups. They want to silence me. I didn't do anything that they said. They had PR firms. They made up all the supposed stuff I said, defaulted me, then had fake show trials. This is all on record. People just were like, wait, he's already guilty, but they're having a fake trial run by HBO. Yeah, it was a movie set. Okay, this is on record. But people are just like, well, we're still a free country. That's not happening. No, it's happening. You saw what happened to Trump, though some higher courts have been blocking it because it's so flagrant. Then they get attacked. They're talking about, you know, packing the Supreme Court, putting like 10 more in. They're all Democrats. I mean, this is going on. They're threatening them. But these rather lower courts, do, you know, blocking them. But I'm almost done. We'll go to your spaces comments. But everybody wants to know about this, so I'm going to finish up. So then I talked to not just my lawyers, but a bunch of other super high-powered top names. And they said, listen, when it gets kicked back by the judge giving it back to you, Judge Guerra Gamble in Travis County will shut you down in days. And indeed, they were in the news saying, we'll just take it over and padlock it with a restraining order. So we have the hearing the 14th. He gives me the company back. And probably like the next Wednesday, we're closed. So in the final moves here in a chess game where they're going to put me in checkmate, and I've got a few moves to run just to keep getting word out, keep transmitting, getting the word out, doing everything the last minute, because I'm a gunner with overwhelming enemies coming in the info war. That's an analogy. I'm not saying literal gunner. They'll spin that same thing. I'm going to gun them. I'm a gunner knowing we're all dead anyway, so I'm just trying to save my family behind me, and I'm just ramming ammunition and going to the last minute. We attacked to the last minute, okay? So I did that to buy some time, because they'd already filed to put us into Chapter 7. They didn't want that before. The CIA, FBI groups running the whole attack on me that's now come out in court and it's all on record and whistleblowers and everything else. So before I was going to sit there and see, well, maybe I get the company back, then I try to recuse Guerra and fight that. That wasn't going to work. So, and then they filed, but notice the news didn't say anything about it, because that was a tactic to make me negotiate and settle, to give into their demands, to let them run the company, to make me their slave, to control what I say. That's what it's always about. That's what it was about in high-rise, 50-story buildings, you know, in D.C. 6 years ago, where I went and met with not these people, but the people that run them. And I'm in there with the top Democrats and all of them and the top representatives of the man at the time in the world who was the richest man in the world. That's why they got pissed when I said this over the weekend. Because, I mean, I can say the names and everything, though I have these meetings and never do, unless it's something criminal that I'm forced to say it. They were very, very, you know, a little guarded about it, but, you know, they were like, well, if you just, you know, stop what you're doing and whatever, we'll give you, you know, this much money for a free speech foundation, you know, on and on, on. So I started talking about that, and that's what it was like. It's over. We're done. We can't even shut down. So they had already filed, but notice it wasn't in the news, the Chapter 7 liquidation. They had filed that they were intending to file it at the 14th. So I just said, well, let's just get ahead of what you're doing, and I'll do it, and then I'll kick it into the federal courts, and then I'll tell the judge what's going on, and I'll tell the receiver they bring in that, hey, we can give the crew severance pay and sell out the products that here and stay on the air a few months to be classy, but I'm going to tell the judge, you watch, they don't want all the money they can get for the millions and millions and millions of dollars of product and advertising to do this, because they don't want money. But I'm going to tee it all up so in the future when they say, Jones wouldn't pay us money, Jones wouldn't do any of this, Jones has got, you know, got $280 million or $400 million, all these lies that are in the news again today, there'll be a record of every single bit of all of this and the true history of what happened here. So I'm down to my last moves on this, and that's where we are. But if you type in Alex Jones, those that have followed the case, and you look at national news, CNN, all, you know, all the fake news, you see different stories because they can't figure out. Even CNN's Oliver Darcy, the sidekick of Brian Stelter, said, well, it's very confusing. We don't know what's going on, but InfoWars is over. Well, let me tell you what's going on. There are no assets other than products that are worthless if I don't promote them. Our listeners will never buy those from you if I'm gone, no matter how much they love them. And the rest of the story is I will not sell out or be compromised to stay on air here and be a puppet. So there's that. And I will not work with a CRO. They try to keep him on as the liquidator. And so that's it. Period. And that's where I stand. But if you read these articles, they're back at it. Well, Jones claimed in court he was bankrupt out of money, which I was at the time, and even more so now, officially bankrupt. And Jones really has $270 million, the court proved. No evidence, no documents. We couldn't counter it. It was just he's got hundreds of millions. He made it off these people. Total lies. Just give it all to us. And they're back in the news promoting the same damn lies again. I mean, these people are disgusting. And they use, I'm talking about the lawyers, the PR firms, Democratic Party, using these people. They got fundraisers all over X, all over Facebook with my name. He's attacking us right now. He's hiding money. Get him. Give us money. That's why they've raised so much money, hundreds of millions reportedly, off of my name as the bad guy. And then they're the victims. And it's just all BS. Total horseshit. Again, barely ever talked about it. Thought it really happened at first. Now we do think it happened and know what really went on. I believe Lanza had other shooters with him. And then other people go and question it. It becomes a huge story. We cover it some, have a few debates about it, move on. Don't talk about it for years and years and years. Then they say I'm the Sandy Hook man attacking all these children, these dead kids. I'm like, hey, years ago I already said I thought it happened. Let's move on. They go, oh, my God, you admit you lied. No, I didn't. We're suing you. And then it's Jones did this. Jones created the story. Jones made his empire off this. And blah, 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 with these PR firms that later bragged. I didn't even know there were PR firms. And the head of the FBI in Connecticut bragged on the stand. I created a lawsuit. I went and did it all. I was like, wow, I learned that. And then the CIA guy gets caught on tape admitting they did it all. It's like, whoa. And the public's all watching this going, yeah, this is right while you're doing all this to Trump. I mean, this is crazy. So then my last move is send it to Travis County, as corrupt as D.C. or New York. I mean, it's bad. And don't worry, I'm leaving Travis County. Run me out of the county. My family literally, how can I get into it? Travis didn't have any family other than his son that didn't have children, but my family raised Colonel Travis's son. So I can tell you, right, the Greshams, I can tell you, this county's named after us, okay? And they went and wrote the whole thing. And with Jackson, before it ever happened, we sent the people and the missionaries. We ran the whole operation. We set up Santa Ana even before he was around. I mean, my family ran the operations, okay? Let's get that straight. And yeah, okay, you sit there and laugh and say you're running me out of here. You'll see what happens. I'm only evacuating to come and retake it politically, not violently, culturally. So in closing, we'll go to your spaces for the rest of the show. Look at these headlines, and each one is a different BS story. Alex Jones agrees to liquidate his assets to pay Sandy Hook families in move that would end his ownership of InfoWars. In my ownership, it will be completely worthless. This equipment, most of it's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, worthless in resale market. Technology's obsolete in 2 years. Oh, you got some supplements and some T-shirts? Nobody's buying them from you. No, it's not because they've put me into the corner. Alex Jones to sell InfoWars to pay $1.5 billion debt to Sandy Hook families. Maybe it's a weird way for George Soros to give them a couple hundred million and they'll say, like, I mean, maybe not with the families themselves, but is this some type of weird money laundering operation or something? I don't know. Like, why do they keep saying I have $1.5 billion? I made like 50-something million dollars in 30 years myself and paid half of it in taxes and most of the rest to lawyers. And I've lived fine, but I'm not an opulent person. So if I made 54 million in my lifetime, how am I supposed to pay them 1.5 billion? The answer is I'm not. So now it's acting like, oh, to help pay. And then it's going to be later. Oh, he's still not paying. And they're like, oh, we got his farm. Look at this. This is the great one. KUT, local, CIA PBS. Alex Jones came for the parents of Sandy Hook victims. No, I didn't. Now they're coming for his ranch. It's already been sold. I've already sold everything I've got but my house. I've already sold my cars, my guns, a few watches people gave me as gifts. I was totally honest and just said, here, have it all. I'll never even wear it. I don't even go there. I don't care about it. Already sold the big house I had to fund this place years ago. Already put all the Bitcoin money in. It means nothing to me. Integrity is everything. It's not even on the Richter scale. And then they say, but they're still looking for the $270 million. I thought it was $400 million you made up, pulled out of your butt. Alex Jones liquidated assets to pay Sandy Hook families. So there you go, folks. No, they're shutting this operation down for political reasons. They sat on the courthouse steps. They can't help but brag. But I want to tell you this. If you order stuff at InfoWars, we should be open for a few more weeks. It ships out in a few days. You should get it, and that's great. Support it, InfoWars.com. But if you want to support my embattled dad, who's been sued by these people and attacked and lied about, and my family, and he's a great sponsor for what we do in the future. He's already a target, doesn't matter. He's got a great warehouse in Central Texas. He's got incredible products. He's got them all right now, ready to ship to you. And if you want to support me, you need to go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. drjonesnaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy is incredible. Our green fiber caps, the highest quality, flush out your guts and energize your immune system. All the nano silver products are next level. They're amazing. Go and check out the more than 60 products at drjonesnaturals.com if you want to support us. And look, it's great Trump's going to raise $1 billion+ in the next month. And that he needs it. And I've told you to support him. But darn it, we're not bringing in much money over there, Dr. Jones Naturals, even though these are great products. I need your support. It's just my dad's company, but by supporting my family and what he does as a sponsor, it is critical to me. And he's a sponsor. He goes and pays sponsorship for Free Speech Systems. All that to be able to do this because they kicked all his products out of the store that he designed and built. They said, no, we're not buying this more, but you can advertise and promote over there if you want. Okay, well, we did. And he already foresaw that. Funny, it might be genetic, and set everything up for this. So again, go to drjonesnaturals.com. I'm firing the bat signal. I'm like Travis at the Alamo. I'm saying, you want to give us provisions? You want us to keep fighting? All I want to do is keep fighting. But if we don't have sponsors in the future to relaunch whatever we're going to do through another group, another organization that I'll work for, I'll not be able to. So the bat signal's fired, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. We'll post it on X. We'll post it on the live show feed. Get to drjonesnaturals.com. Today, ladies and gentlemen, get there and check it out and take action. I'm asking you to help me help you. I'm in your hands. You are in my hands. All right, we're going to start hour number two, and I promise we're going directly in just 2 minutes right to X Spaces speakers on World War III and the New World Order and all the insanity and how do we stop it together. I'm Alex Jones with Chase Geyser and crew. Big guests coming up. Stay with us.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back. We're into the second hour of my syndicated broadcast, The Vaunted InfoWars. 27 years ago, I founded InfoWars, 3 years after I began on Access TV. Within 1 year, I had a local radio show. Within 2 years, it was nighttime show, number one in the city. Ratings-wise, won all the reader reviews in the newspapers. People were hungry for freedom. It wasn't that I was that good. The people had a hunger for it. And now, 30 years plus on the air, the end of InfoWars is here. And there's a lot of things that go into that. But InfoWars is tied to Free Speech Systems. It's part of the company. They could say we could fight for the name or whatever, but, you know, I InfoWars will forever be alive. It will forever be here as long as there's people alive. And so the term wasn't even really known 30 years ago, 27 years ago when I started really pushing it. It was known in intelligence agencies, and now it's household word. And so it will just live on no matter if they grab the domain and redirect it to, you know, some pedo drag queen story time or something, or the ADL. Now, tell us who we've got in the spaces, because we're on 300-plus radio stations. And by the way, wherever I go, they're ready to come right over. They're all asking. They're all waiting. So if we got 300 affiliates, we'll probably have 600 after this. So this is how the Streisand effect works. I understand you leftist pea brains don't understand that, but that's okay. But there's just so much stuff happening right now. But Chase Geyser's here. We're on over 300 stations, so they don't carry the first 5 minutes. That's why we do 5 minutes for the internet. They take a one-minute break and join them all. When we come back after this one-minute break, I will go to everybody. Tell us the order you're going to go to these. Yeah. Who's up first? We appreciate him holding.
Yeah, as of now, the order is Liz Churchill is going to be first, then Prometheus, then Robert the Builder, then Harry, then Destiny, then Mike Mack, then Trellia, and then Skylar. And if you guys want to speak, go ahead and raise your hand if you're, just to let me know that you're still there and request to speak too, because we're
I want to get Nick Sordor.
Okay.
Or how do you say his name?
Nick Sordor, like Mordor with an S.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll get him in here too. But it's going to be a great space.
You should invite Adrian Dittman in too.
Okay. Your favorite. He's not definitely not Elon Musk.
No, definitely not. Absolutely not. Oh my God.
Such a good sport about it.
Stop. Don't get me going.
Hey, man, if it's the last week on InfoWars, you got to get going every day.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, I think we got about a week and a half, because they're not going to want to sell the product right there. They want to just stomp it in the ground.
That's what my wife says about my marriage, too. I'll be all right.
Your wife's really nice.
She's awesome. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, other than you.
Oh, don't make the jokes here. Okay, start the rumors. We're all right. I date Brian Stelter, not you.
Yeah.
My heart belongs to him. You know, he's out of CNN, but he's running for school board in New Jersey.
Is he actually running for school board?
He wants to care about our children. All right, so any other observations?
In the space, or just generally speaking?
Trump raising $400 million.
That's pretty big. Yeah, that's huge. But, you know, it's not as much money as it used to be. With Bidenomics, it's really not that impressive if you calculate inflation.
Yeah, so maybe you can buy a cup of coffee.
right. But if he raises $1.5 billion, I think he should just buy InfoWars. You know?
It's a good idea. I don't think it's worth that much. No, because it's just ideas.
It's priceless, man. You can't put a price tag on it.
This is a box, though.
Yeah. Do you think the next thing's going to be better? Are you excited about the next thing, or have you not gotten there yet?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like a dog in a butcher shop. I don't know which big old piece of meat to bite into.
Yeah.
And then they'll chase me around, harass me, and makes it even better. It's just, it's fun to be next level, and like you're literally dealing with Lilliputians.
If somebody offers to buy it after it goes to Chapter 7, can they refuse that buyer, or do they have to take it?
I think the CIA people that run this whole thing, that they control the committee. So I think, I think they would do that. Yeah. They don't want any money. I think that's clear.
Yeah. Wow.
They just want to take stuff from me and like make me spend all my time and energy on this, which is fine because now it's just an illustration to everybody about the tyranny. Does that make sense?
Right.
So I'll just go, oh, you want to attack me and divert me off the mission. But see, exposing that, just like the persecuting Trump, backfires. You understand? But they think one-dimensional. They don't even think two-dimensional or third-dimensional or fourth-dimensional. And I am thinking We're up about the sixth dimension right now in the equations. All going on right here. And I do tease you to make you more angry to attack me more, which makes the equation work better. But the enemy's free will adds to our power. I've just got to be willing to take some pain. And you know what? Quote Glenn Danzig, I don't mind the pain.
Pain don't hurt.
I don't mind it. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Cover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
And crush the New World Order. Don't feel, don't need to. Your world is everything to me.
Oh yeah, it's the new day.
I'm just reversing the song.
And got no reason to cry.
The devil is the best musician to God. So all you do is reverse the devil's music, and then you get God's music.
It kind of makes sense.
Little secret.
A little bit of a stretch for me. So what's the devil's music? I mean, people call it blues the devil.
This right here. But you just reverse it.
And you got Handel.
Yeah. Give me the real deep secrets here. Because see, the devil reverses everything God does.
Right.
So it's reversed. We flip it back.
There you go. Like playing
says, your world don't mean nothing to me. This world means everything to me because it's God's world.
Right.
We're taking it back.
Right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's go to the X-Space commenters, speakers. Really appreciate them holding. I'll intersperse some of this. World War III news is the most insane of all time. All the experts agree. It's totally insane. We're taking your calls. We're taking your comments on spaces right now. Go ahead.
All right, let's go first to Liz Churchill. Liz, if you're still with us, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Yes, I'm still here. I apologize earlier for having my mic on by accident. This is a new thing for us, right?
Hey, we're working it all out live on air. Everybody loves
you
it.
You are working it all out. And the thing is, this is how you're going to have to be broadcasting going forward, right? So we all have to band together and create a show for you on X. This is the only way. The CIA can take away absolutely everything from you, but they can't take away us. And that's what you need to work with.
That's a very interesting idea you have there, Herr Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I did offer Chase my facilities in Canada if you needed another studio. However, I'm also in a communist stronghold. So perhaps that wouldn't work out with you. So with saying that, I did hear today that you're going to have Kayla on from Ontario. So I'll let other speakers speak in regards to...
But tell people about Kayla, yeah. But before we get to World War III, mm-hmm. they're already attacking mm-hmm. us with the deadly shots. That's part of the World War.
Well, absolutely. It's medical murder. That's what this is. The COVID vaccines are meant to murder you. They're a slow kill binary weapon. This should be known by everyone by now. However, you have to pay close attention to all of the politicians that are failing to acknowledge the evident genocide. There are people that are speaking out and reaching out to anyone that will listen. These people are injured, dying, and in Kayla's case, a quadriplegic.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you give people a prelude? Because shit's going to pop on for about 30, 40 minutes, but we'll go back to all the spaces into the mm-hmm. Fourth hour today. But just give us a few minutes, Liz, because you've covered her case. It's incredible. They mm-hmm. admit the shot almost killed her, destroyed her life, and they said, we'll kill you as a little added love.
It It's liberal. I don't know what to tell you. Medical assistance in dying in Canada is considered liberal. And I shouldn't laugh because it's awful. But, you know, in these situations, you just have a nervous laugh because it's so diabolical that you can't process it. Yes, Kayla received a mandated vaccine to visit her dying father. She received the vaccine and became a quadriplegic. After becoming quadriplegic with evidence from doctors stating specifically it was from the vaccine, the solution they offered her was euthanasia. This is a true story. And so we're at the point where we really have to look into where all of these euthanasia clinics suddenly popped up. Well, this was after the COVID vaccine, of course. So with saying that, I truly believe that you don't need cattle cars to bring people to death camps when you have people willingly walk into vaccine clinics. That's what it is. And that's what has happened to millions and millions of people around the world. We're estimating over 20 million deaths. And this is coming from the EU Commissioner Christine Anderson, the MP Christine Anderson. So with saying that, I think that we have a very mass scale of genocide on our hands. And the question becomes, who watches the watchers? Who is going to prosecute these mass murderers that implemented planetary genocide at the behest of Bill Gates? The World Health Organization, the United Nations, and all of those other organizations that have constantly complained about the world's population, and yet here they are with a magical vaccine that's going to save you from mysterious illness X, Y, or Z. This is crazy. This needs to stop. And they're also, in Ontario right now, they've just released a new PCR test to check for avian flu. Avian influenza real-time PCR test, all you need to know.
Wow.
It's the same playbook over and over.
Absolutely. And
over.
And so here's the most important point. Just adding the incredible things that are the most important point you're saying right now. Thomas Jefferson was asked by a newspaper reporter, what is the level tyrants will go to and what level will the public put up with? And he said, tyrants will go to whatever level you allow them, because there's always someone more evil behind the last tyrant that will outdo them. So evil always gets more intense until good realizes you can't lay down anymore. So we ask, why are they poisoning us? Why are they depopulating? Why are they on TV saying we're going to get rid of humans? And it's the Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Because this is a death cult of the sickest, most evil people, because we've been asleep for 100 plus years, getting in control. And so now we're just now waking up that it really is that horrible, as you just said 6-7 minutes ago. And so it's at facing that, hitting rock bottom and turning around that's going to get us out of this. We're going to see the most beautiful renaissance ever. Thank you, Liz Churchill. Thank you so much.
You know, I think that's really fascinating, because traditionally speaking, we've seen tyranny by conquest. And now what we're seeing in our present time is tyranny by conspiracy. I was talking about this the other day on air. I can't remember exactly what show it was, but that's one of my favorite things about InfoWars. Is this is one of the first organizations in a very sophisticated, consistent, and large, massive, critical mass reaching way that fought back against the New World Order on the same battlefield, right? So they're not conquering us with physical force yet. They're conquering us with conspiracy, and that's why they attack conspiracy theorists so much. And we fought them back on the same playing field with information, counter-information.
Yeah, we're showing the rabbit trick. We're showing the scam. But I want to get back into World War III, guys, and I'm glad Liz called in. We always love talking to her. But look at these headlines. NATO is making plans for surging U.S. troops into Europe in case Russia invades. Well, they've already invaded the Russian homelands. They're already attacking Russia. NATO's now directly bombing Russia. NATO chief, Ukraine needs at least $40 billion a year until Russia is defeated. Says war may last 20 to 30 years. This is cuckoo land. They're getting the national draft ready. Russian warships, including nuclear sub-missile frigate, that's enough missiles just on those two systems to destroy 50 cities, conservatively, will arrive in Cuba next week. They're already there, folks. OSHA should not protect America. They claim that Russians are now blowing up stuff in Europe and the U.S. when it's actually the left that's blowing up infrastructure and cutting off infrastructure. Okay, NATO to expand defense tech intelligence sharing with Kiev. They're just going to make it public that they've been in war with, you know, the West was in war with Russia. Exclusive, Biden tells Europeans Europe will not use strikes to hit Moscow. So that's some good news, because that Russia said that's a red line. So it just goes on from there. Let's go to more people now. I'm going to shut up now. Let's go.
All right, let's go to Prometheus. Prometheus, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Amen. Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Alex. So great to speak to you both. I'm going to start with a prayer as usual. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for my brothers, Alex, Chase, the Info Warriors, everybody listening on this call. We thank you for being there with us when it looked like the Pharaoh had surrounded your people. We thank you for being there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were thrown to the fire, when George Washington was surrounded by the British. And now you are still here with us. You are the master of the universe, and nothing goes past you. We thank you for being with us always. Amen. All right. The first, you know, as usual, Alex, I was praying before coming and speaking with you. And so there's a couple words that I have. The first is to get America, like the body of Christ, leaders in the body of Christ, onto your show. There are some prophetic voices that I recommend. One of them is Chris Reed of Morningstar Ministries. Another is Julie Green, who also recently prophesied a word that World War III is not going to happen now. It is going to happen. There are biblical wars that are set, but it won't happen now. That doesn't mean we don't try and stop, and you don't try and stop. We're in this fight.
Well, exactly.
Together,
we know it's going to happen if we don't stop it. We have to get engaged. And I want to say we need to have mass protests that are peaceful with the left and the right, and just say no to war in the Ukraine war now. In fact, I am going to organize. The next thing I'm going to do is an anti-war protest. I think it's time to do it. I don't care if 500 people show up at the first one and 10,000 the next. Like, we were the first to protest COVID lockdowns in the first days of it. We have got to have anti-war protests. God bless you, Prometheus. Appreciate it. I got to move fast now. I've gone too long. Who's up next?
Thank you. All right, let's go to Robert the Builder next.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for allowing me to speak. Thank you, Alex Jones. Yeah, I just want to – this has to do with the topic. The similarities between Trump and Alex Jones is they never quit. They always come back. And the slogan I have, or the quote, is win the people and you will win your freedom. And how do we do that? Through messaging. And anybody, when people have an overwhelmed feeling, it's coming from the evil one. It's not good. It's all men of faith have, all men of courage, all men of faith have courage, is what I'm trying to say. So we put God first, but win the people and you'll win your freedom. I think that has to do with Trump and Alex Jones. And how do we do that? We have a lot of influencers on X, big influencers, and they have smaller influencers. But we're not going to win this with 28 influencers. We're going to need everybody. So if the messaging isn't reaching the large masses, then we just have to adjust it a little bit. Just love you, Alex Jones. Love your show. Love your work. Love everything you do, brother. And here to support you all I can. And it's a win-win situation, purchasing the vitamins. It's good for your health, and it helps Alex Jones. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, brother. But what I'm trying to say is I'm not conjuring world war, nuclear war, and the final war. I don't need to believe all the top experts. I'm into this. I've always studied it. This is the closest ever. We got to be really concerned about this. I mean, Biden a year and a half ago was like, oh, we can't bomb Russia and we can't send tanks and F-16s. That'll escalate to World War III, because that's the real war games. Okay, this is not like my opinion. This has been war gamed a lot, folks. Not just by humans, but supercomputers. This is like, I get chills. Like, this is really bad. This is not. You want to comment, Chase?
Yeah, well, I want to ask you this. What do you think the reason is that Ukraine is so important to both NATO and Russia that everyone in the world basically is allowing this conflict to escalate to an existential threat?
Because it's about, will this globalist New World Order dominate that area, or will Russia dominate it? Mm-hmm. And it's about currencies, and it's about old war that happened in, you know, not just World War II, but World War I and before that. This has been going on for 1,000 years. And it's about the money laundering for the politicians, and it's just about the brinksmanship of the deep state. You know, the globalists aren't going really and playing poker. To them, it's exciting to go order hit teams and defund things. I mean, these are control freaks. And so Putin's been showing them up for 15 years, and they're tired of it. And now Putin's gone against all the Satanism. You notice Poland got a new president that was the deputy head of the EU. Immediately, we're going to cut boys' penises off, girls' breasts off, drag queen story time. The border's open to the Muslims and to all the illegal aliens. I mean, it just, boom. I mean, it's like they want a global plan to get rid of any nation state, and Russia will not get rid of itself. Russia will not off itself.
Right. Well, and there's the factor, too, that if Russia controls Ukraine entirely, that means that it's the breadbasket of Europe. They could divert those exports instead of sending them to Europe. They could send them to China and make China independent of our agriculture. And that further.
Absolutely. It all goes into the Belt and Road Initiative and the BRICS. But look at Poland. A month and a half after they install this new president, who's totally unpopular, probably stole the election, he's arresting his political opposition, drag queen story time, gay pride parades, and the border's wide open. And they were shooting and killing and stabbing Border Patrol. The Border Patrol fought back, fired warning shots. They've been arrested. So they just, the Polish border, it's the same enemy, the same thing. Shields down. I mean, it's simple.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what happens in Dune in the first part of the book, which is such a masterpiece of politics, and the new remake's great, and they lower the shields. The first thing, and in comes the attack. I mean, it's that's how it works.
And it's interesting too, because one of my favorite lines in that movie is the slow blade penetrates the shield, and it goes perfectly.
It's all allegories.
It's all
they go
allegories.
Slow incremental.
Right, just like the.
And I've been explaining. We're chronicling the slow blade. Okay, here it comes for like decades, and once it hits, and now first blade went through. They didn't fully kill us, and I'm like, they're striking now here. Slow blade. You guard yourself for true.
Right. Good stuff. All right, let's go to another.
Herbert was a total genius.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get it. His first, I read all his books before Dune, and then he got so rich and everything off that, he kind of melded in on the other ones. The other books aren't, they just
kept writing them.
They go downhill.
Yeah.
I think Ghost Riders or something, but his son put out a bunch.
Stephen King.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, like, Dune is a to understand the Illuminati world politics, it's all in that. He's telling you how the whole world works, how the secret societies work, everything in Dune. Everyone should read it.
Right. And when it inspired Star Wars big time, came out way before
Star Wars. Book is, it's early 60s. The book is way more powerful than the films. Now up next.
All right.
I've read it like 8 times.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Let's go to Harry Fisher. Harry, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Welcome.
I agree 100% that slow blade thing. I'm a paramedic. I've been doing this since, I've been an EMT since 97. And watching the death occur on the front lines, being awake to actually how bad the shots are, seeing people die in the Pfizer line, like literally get their shot and die and then trying to bring them back. I've been experiencing war, physical war, for the last few years. So to hear people go, when's the war going to start? For those of us that have been working the front lines, the war started a while back. I've been watching your kids die. I've been trying to help them, trying to save them. I've been trying to save you. And then whenever I try to speak about it, when I go on to TikTok or YouTube, they censor you and ban you. They're taking away your frontline voices. And that right
and
there.
And let me add that. There was a detective that saw 9 deaths at one hospital in Canada of babies after the shot, did the right thing, called. 8 of the families were upset and said, yeah, the baby died right after the shot, COVID shot. But they got one family to complain to then suspend and maybe fire the good detective. See, detectives aren't allowed to do their job. It's like in V for Vendetta when he says, why did you wait, V? And he says to the chief inspector, I was waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Like, I can't do this alone. Go ahead.
It's been a slaughter, a true horror show.
Tell people what you're seeing, because this is part of the world war we're in. But what have you seen as an EMT?
God, where to start? I've seen anything from more miscarriages than I've ever seen before in my career. Mm. One night we had 9 miscarriages come through. 9 miscarriages in one shift. Just copious amounts of bleeding. And then few people actually in my field, especially early on, would ask, could you take any of these shots? The only reason truly I was asking is because I did CPR. I call it doing CPR in a Pfizer line. What they are is those makeshift clinics that were showing up in parking lots and gymnasiums. And I didn't know what to call them, so I'd just be like, there's a Pfizer line over there. And I got a call out to one of those shot lines where someone had died, not old person, died, after taking their shot, defibrillated multiple times, couldn't revive the patient. And the nurse came over to me and said, this is the second one in 2 weeks. That just threw up so many red flags in my head.
Like, and by the way, I'm going to interrupt you, but this is key. This is not anecdotal. This is eyewitness account. Plus, we have the numbers, 40% plus global increase in total morbidity. World War I, World War II were below 10%. This is bigger than World War I, World War II. Go ahead. I mean, you're on the ground as a front line seeing this.
Yes, it's been terrible. But that's when my red flags were just starting to go up. So I started asking my patients, did you take any of these shots? You know, any of the COVID-19 shots? And I was noticing most of my, actually almost all of my colleagues weren't asking that question, because vaccines are always ingrained to be safe, safe, safe. And what they did is they, well, as you know, they propagandized safe, safe and effective, safe and effective. So the medical industry, all of my friends and colleagues weren't asking if people were taking these shots. And we started seeing young strokes, young heart attacks, things that I'd never seen before since 1997. So I just...
So you've got 30 years in doing this, and you've never seen it, or almost 30. And that's the thing. I remember it was surreal. I'm in Arizona, late 2020, protesting the stolen election, and I'm staying in the hotel downtown. I think it was the Westin. And I walk out at the city square where they got some sculptures to shoot some videos. And I'm sitting there waiting because the crew wasn't up yet. I got out there early. I'm drinking coffee. And all of a sudden, a bus drives by and says, nanotech soon will cure cancer. And then another bus drives by and says, heart attacks in young people are completely normal. And I'm like, and the scientists were already saying, this is going to give all the people heart attacks and stuff. And I was like already seeing the pre-programming. Now there's TV ads everywhere. Heart attacks are normal, little kids. Sure, it's up. We don't know why. Isn't that sick, brother?
Oh, it's completely sick. I mean, it's whenever you're running the young heart attacks that you've never ran before and you're asking the questions, have they taken any of these shots? And their parents are having to tell you, you know, yes. And you can see the actual look of surprise in the parent's face. And then you can see the denial take over. And it's just like they blip out. They don't want to face
because they don't want to admit they were wrong. So they, because it's so horrifying. Exactly. Because they feel overpowered, but you beat it by admitting it. So you save the other children. Keep going. I want you on as a guest. Okay. You're totally on target. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting.
Oh, you're fine. It's been bad. I mean, I liken it to just complete abuse. So whenever I run an abused patient, an abused spouse, you try to get them to report their spouse. Most of them don't. You try to get them to admit that they're being abused, and they won't. So normally they'll just get mad at you. And this system, our people have been so physically and mentally abused.
Oh,
it's truly Stockholm syndrome meets Munchausen by proxy. It's
guys,
bad.
Can we put Harry Fisher's – hold on. I'm going to hold you over. Can we put Harry Fisher's profile up? Because what he's saying is more point than I can say. Exactly. You're talking about Stockholm syndrome, brother. Describe this more.
Basically, the abused are I wouldn't say in love with their abuser, but so captivated, so captured by their abuser that they'll take up for their abuser. They'll fight you to the death for those that are abusing them. And Munchausen is the poisoning. I mean, they're poisoning us and abusing us in all aspects, our mind, our body, our soul. So it's like talking to people that are going through that, and they will get mad at you. I ran a very, very young stroke who was playing, she was playing kickball at a school, and I got a call out there, and I've never
run. And that's when it happens, the scientists say, because the blood's pumping, and it causes a kickball at a school. What happened?
They had a thunderclap headache, went paralyzed on one side. I got a call out there, and the parents had already shown up on scene. The parents got in with me, and one of the parents is actually a nurse. And I was, you know, I was just doing patient assessment, getting my patient to the hospital. I was trying to get patient history because we want to get a full history. And I said to the parents, have they taken any new medications? And they were like, no. Or do they have any health history? No. And then I was like, well, did they take any of these shots? Well, what shots? You know, any of the new vaccines? Well, yeah, they just had their second Pfizer shot a couple weeks ago. They didn't even correlate that it could be that.
Hold on, stay there. This is so critical. It makes me think of, oh my God, this is so insane. He's never seen any of this before. Almost 30 years as an EMT, and now the shots start. Boom. I mean, we'll be right back. Don't hang up. Go right back to him. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth. Now we've got it.
All right, Harry Fisher, I'm going to get you on as an official guest. Tell your story of an EMT, but give us the region you're in or whatever. You made some really interesting, horrifying points here that we know from the statistics are true. Say whatever else you want in the next few minutes. And then I have my question. How is this affecting the other EMTs and medical professionals here around?
Oh, a lot of them are injured themselves. I've got friends that have either, you know, died from heart complications that aren't old, that are living with new, you know, new onset AFib. AFib's a big one. Younger age groups that usually didn't have to deal with these kind of heart problems, and they know it. I don't have anyone combating what I'm saying anymore. At the start of this, because I was very vocal, after seeing the immediate death and starting to see more and more, I was just vocal where a lot of people, they weren't vocal. I noticed that I wasn't making a whole lot of new friends, but I've been working with a lot of these people for so long that they weren't just disowning me. They just didn't want to talk about it. Some would argue, and now I don't have anyone arguing anymore. In the medical field, in the real world, online, I have tons of shields that come on and try to just do the same thing on a small scale. They're going after you like it's going out of style. Thankfully, I'm just a small fry paramedic, so they just send the baby shills after me that just want to call me names, everything but a white boy. They do everything they can to just discredit or upset me. Thankfully, I don't have any money that they can take, or they would try to do that.
Well, that's it. They want to demoralize you and degrade you and make you give up. But seeing people die of this stuff all the time is way worse than anything they can do to you because you have a soul.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we had a real pandemic of abuse. The true pandemic was the suicides. I've been a frontline worker through the heart of COVID. I work New York City, contracts in New York City, lower Manhattan, ICU, ER. I work North Dakota. Needless to say, I know a lot of people in the medical field, and I have not lost one friend to COVID. But I've lost so many to suicide since this all started, since the lockdowns have started, since the mandates have started. I've lost friends to depression, to alcoholism, to drug addiction. But I haven't lost one from COVID. Not one.
Man, keep going. You're nailing it. Just keep going.
Sorry, it makes me a little emotional. Been a very difficult situation. So when I hear people go, World War III's coming, I've been living World War III. I've been your frontline medic or one of your frontline medics experiencing the censorship, the bans. The first time I came out online, whenever I finally had enough, because an ER doctor pulled me aside after in North Dakota, we had a huge shot push, and they did it all very strategically. Big push. So it was easy to see the carnage because it was all happening at once on a native reservation. And we had so much death. Like one of my nurses lost her husband a day after the shot to a heart attack. The same guy's brother died a week after. We were having case after case of pulmonary embolisms come in.
It's like you're in World War I facing German machine guns. I mean, you're a medic and all of a sudden it's like, what hit? It's just death everywhere, which the statistics prove. But they, again, because it's all isolated in the medical system, they thought they could hide it.
Yes, and it was just so strategically spread out that it was, if you're not in a smaller area when they're doing it all at the same time, it's a little harder to see. I mean, until there's been waves, but it's harder for people to correlate it, and especially when you have an online push of them going, correlation doesn't equal causation. So they were programming the people to go, don't correlate that. Just look the other way.
But then the New Zealand whistleblower, who was in control of all the data, they now admit he was telling the truth. They charged him with crimes. We need to get an update from him. He had all the databases, including who took the shot and who died. It was all people took the shot that died.
My ER doctor pulled me aside when we were watching this and said, we are experiencing genocide. So imagine being in an ER. You're working. You just intubate your nurse manager on the job because they have multiple PEs, and we're having to fly our nurse manager out, and the ER doctor pulls you aside and says, hey, Harry, we're experiencing genocide. That was a flooring moment for me. That was I had so many flooring
moments.
Let's slow
that down. You're talking to the ER doctor. He says, we're watching a genocide.
She pulled me aside and said, we're witnessing genocide. And after that, I was like, okay, I'm going to go out and actually put this online. And I went on TikTok because I didn't know exactly where to put it. I basically did a video. I just said, I'm a paramedic. I've done CPR to Pfizer line. That line lost two patients within 2 weeks. These aren't safe. It's basically all I said. That video just within 12 hours got millions of views, but the comments The comments are what got me. I lost my brother. I lost my uncle. I lost my sister. I lost my, and that just tons and tons of comments. And then they deleted my video. The reason that TikTok gave me was quote unquote terroristic activity. I've been in two branches of the military, Army and Air Force, and I've been a paramedic for a long time. To call me a terrorist for trying to warn people, trying to give consent to the public about just what I've seen. Hey, I've seen this. You need to be concerned. And then to call me a terrorist for that. Well, one, first when I saw that, it scared the shit out of me. Like, I'm not going to lie. My balls sucked up in my throat a little bit because I was like, holy crap. There's something big, bad, really going on here. I'm already seeing the death, and now I'm being called a terrorist.
And you're smart. You can see how coordinated it was. I was like, oh, the system's behind this. Yeah, this is next level. I want to get you on in the next few days. We can be shut down within a week easily. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, right, more hype. It's all in the news. They're shutting us down. Okay, I had to literally stand up against attempted takeovers with no court orders in the last week. I had to sleep up here. I'm not a guy that's a drama queen. I'm totally exhausted. Okay, I don't make stuff up. Everybody knows that. At least not consciously. I get things wrong sometimes. But I didn't want to get you on with Ben Marble because he's a great medical doctor. Very early came out. He's saying right now as an ER doctor, he says what you are saying is what he saw. And I could open the phones up too and take unlimited calls from medical doctors, scientists, nurses, EMTs. They're all seeing it. But the numbers are here. British Medical Journal, record 40% increase of all-cause morbidity. That means of a total death. I mean, this is ultra-massive. And what I think the consensus here is, I said, open up the spaces about World War III or World War IV nuclear war, and the callers are like, the commenters are like, no, it's already begun. I think that's really it. We're already in it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's – we can't stop it now. We can mitigate it, but we're in the extermination right now. Nuclear is just an icing that they're going to bring in to cover what they did, I think. Is that what you're saying, sir?
Yeah, imagine walking back from the front lines after you've just experienced child death, a child die, and you know they've taken a substance that's, in your mind, this experimental substance that has been rolled out in gymnasiums that you've seen in parking lots, and you've never seen these types of children die. And then you walk out, you're trying to go get some R&R, trying to get off work, and you get back and you get back to the rest area, to the green zone, and then everyone in the green zone is looking at you going, I think a war's about to start. We've been experiencing. The war started. Droves. People have been dying in droves. And then on online, you have this huge war, and your InfoWar is a great name for it, this huge InfoWar where we have tons of bots and pharma shields and just agency, and you can tell their agency because they group up against you, and a lot of them paired each other. So you have this group that's already inside your line, inside your rest area where you're wanting to rest, that's attacking you 24/7 for, and all they're doing is gaslighting you, saying, you're not seeing this. You're not seeing this. You're not seeing this. They're trying to attack your psyche. And then you have to go back, put your drawers back on and get back out there on the front lines and take care of more people.
And that's the hardest war. You know, Vietnam was a tough war, but the reason they had record suicide was the left that had actually launched the war attacked them when they came back. And that's the thing. This is even worse. You're in a war trying to save people and they won't even admit you're in it. That's the thing, folks. Get past it. God knows. Reach out to God. You're in a war. Admit it. Get strong. We got children to save. Brother, you are one of the most amazing in 30 years on air. I know you're dead on. The statistics are all there. God bless you. We stay on. Chase is going to text you later, message you. I want to get you on our last week on air. We might last 2-3 weeks, but I told the crew we got about maybe a week and a half here, and boy, when they shut us down, is it going to be? People are going to finally go, whoa. And I've not even made preparations. I don't know what to do. I just, everybody's flooding support. I'm just on air battling, and I'm under, family's under attack. They're because they're trying to divert me off the mission, but I'm just here for the mission and here because we can beat these people. They're not invincible. They count on us living in denial. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's go next to, Colonel Gannon. Colonel Gannon, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much. We are in the middle of, not the middle, we're at the beginning of World War III. And I've been listening to you for the last few weeks and actually a few months. And what I'm more convinced of now is the kinetic phase of this is on the horizon, as you probably see as well. Steve Bannon's getting locked up. They're going to lock up President Trump. They're trying to create a civil war. People aren't buying the civil war. That's the great thing. I'm on the ground. I'm engaged here in Mississippi. That's not happening. Let me give you just 1 minute of the background so you guys know who I am.
No. I know who you are. Tell us who you are. And I'm glad you're calling in on the topic. Go ahead.
Okay. So on the topic of why World War III is almost completely inevitable.
But first, tell us who you are. You got plenty of time. Tell us who you are.
All right. I'm Colonel Gannon Burton. I did 30 years in the United States Marine Corps. I graduated number one in my class out of 243 lieutenants, all the way back in 1993. Went to Top Gun test pilot, in the United States Marine Corps, F-18 pilot, flew up the John C. Stennis aircraft carrier, commanded twice as a lieutenant colonel and then a colonel, the largest fighter squadron in the Marine Corps, a deputy commander of Marine Force Korea. And I finished up in the Pentagon. And I was there on January 6th. I took leave that day. I walked down there to the Capitol. I listened to, President Trump speak, where he laid out all the voter fraud, which we all knew happened. We had an industrial scale voter fraud that went on. We had a coup in the United States of America, and my heart was broken. But the whole time I was seeing it, I was thinking in my head, there's no way that the good people in Congress and the Senate would let this go. There's got to be enough good people. And when I walked back to the Capitol on past the Capitol, I saw people moving barriers, and they looked like feds. They looked like young, well put together people that were hustling their butts off to funnel people into the Capitol. And sure enough, as I was standing there, 100 yards or so from the Capitol, kind of just, I couldn't participate. I was active duty military at the time, but I was watching, me and my wife, and I was watching, and all of a sudden people started streaming into the Capitol, and I realized they actually set up barriers to run people into the Capitol. Why? Because they wanted to disrupt that proceeding. Why? Because they couldn't allow the voter fraud to be presented, which was the plan, actually, right? All your listeners probably know that as well.
A 10-day Senate investigation, that was the goal.
Bingo. I know it, and you know it, and we've seen it. And it's coming out now. I got Benny Thompson here in Mississippi, who basically is a DHS protected shill, who frankly is a felon. He destroyed congressional records that would free the January 6th prisoners. That information is out there. It's available. It's in the congressional record, but he destroyed it. It's somewhere, I'm sure. But there's all these January 6th prisoners who shouldn't be out there. Now, I say this to say this is, on the next day I got up and after I saw what I saw and I saw how it was portrayed, I realized we just went through a coup. I'd lost my moral authority, to stand over caskets in the middle of the night in faraway lands. I mean, my Lord. And the Marine Corps offered me, I put in my, my retirement paperwork the next day on January 7th. And the Marine Corps offered me a couple jobs to stick around for a little while, frankly, because a lot of people had saw the same thing and they were getting out. And I didn't kind of realize that at the time. But then something happened. I had this cush job where I was going to be able to retire comfortably and just kind of make my way out of the Marine Corps after 30 years of service, 5 combat deployments, all that stuff. And I had taken it. But then in July, my stepmother took the first Moderna vaccine. 3 weeks later, she took the second one. And 3 weeks later, she was on a ventilator. And 3 weeks after being on a ventilator, she was gone. And right at that time when she died, that's when the vaccine mandate went out. And I'm sure you remember this is in 2021, about August to September. And the people that did this mandated that vaccine. And I knew, and actually I was going to go take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, just get a one and done, take it off the street somewhere. But my wife said, you will chew your arm off if you do this. And I didn't take the vaccine, and I said, that's it, I'm retiring. And within 3 months, I was out of the Marine Corps and retired back here on the farm in Mississippi by December. And, I basically run away from the Marine Corps and the United States military service because they were chasing me out. I didn't understand that. I mean, they were literally chasing me out because I was a critical thinker. I was like, this is wrong. And you know what the last thing, my last official act was? While I was sitting there getting ready to go on terminal leave, I was asked to do an investigation for a colonel who had a stroke while he was on his every Sunday 3-mile run that he does every Sunday, and he had a stroke. And I asked that guy at the end of the investigation, I said, hey, are you vaccinated? And he said, yeah, I'm probably up for the booster. I mean, the cognitive dissonance that these people can't put this together is exactly what your previous caller was talking about. But what I want to say about why I think the world war is almost inevitable now is, Dr. Friesalong, right, Alex?
I do. Yeah, I said this. Okay. They've got to cover up this attack. This has all been pre-planned because they'll never get away with this unless there's a nuclear war. Go ahead.
Bingo. And that's exactly right. Because here's the deal. It's almost like before, you remember after World War II kicked off, the first thing they did is they fired all of the generals, right?
Yes.
They cleared the slate. That's how Eisenhower, who was a lieutenant colonel at the start of the war, became, you know, a five-star by the end of it. And what happened was all those people who were involved in that corruption, they had to get rid of. We're basically in that same situation now. Why? And this is harsh to say, but this is the cognitive dissonance that we've got to get over. The current leadership of the United States military is complicit in poisoning the entire United States military.
And let me add to that, there's no need to even have vengeance. Some of them need to be prosecuted, obviously. We need to just have Trump purge them by firing them.
Bingo. And we're going to have to do that because they're non-critical thinkers. They've invited in the DEI. They sucked up.
They have brought in people that are given ridiculous missions, ridiculous things, stand on your head, stick your thumb up your nose to see if they'll follow the orders. And they've proven themselves clowns. They've all got to be removed.
Exactly. And because these non-critical thinkers are there, those people are vicious, right? They are going to protect themselves at all costs. This is your Alexander Vindemans. This is your DEI, woke general.
Peter Strzok.
Level.
AOC, all of them.
Right. And so now you've got Mark Milley's, right? All of these folks who care more about how they're perceived in the history books, but history is about to be, and that is kind of, it almost plays into the great
reset. No, it's really the end of history. It's the final war. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the bottom line is what I believe they will do is they are trying to do everything they can to provoke Russia into a response so that they can do a reset on the order of like they did in 9/11, where everyone went into their caves and didn't even recognize what you'd already told them was happening. And try to restart that, because what they're doing is failing. I mean, on the ground in Mississippi, we've got this covered. However, even at the highest level here, you can't get folks to take on the vaccine stuff. You can't get
them
to take on.
The enemy has control of a bunch of mindless yes men and women that don't even think. They're just zombies getting a check. Their job's easy. They work one day a week. They get a script. They read it. They're done.
And that's exactly it. But I want to just reinforce what you've been saying, and we need to be prepared for it, up and including a nuclear war, because the people that we're up against are vicious. They poisoned the entire United States military, and they know they did, right? They know they did. And what Theresa Long, Dr. Theresa Long, Lieutenant Colonel, brave, brave woman, that's the kind of people that are going to save this country. She knows, and the information was presented to the National Security Council about the harms that were being done to service members from the vaccines. And instead of coming out and stopping the vaccines, they doubled down and they tried to get rid of the test group of unvaccinated by vaccinating everyone. Because in January of 2021, the vaccine rolled out and it was optional for service members. And that was the first time in 30 years of service that a vaccine was optional. And frankly, if that vaccine wasn't optional, I probably would have took it, because I've taken every other vaccine that the military gave me. But this one was optional, and something was wrong with that. But I believe that the reason they made it optional now is to figure out that I was there and I wouldn't comply, and I would be skeptical, so that I would run myself out of the military or be ran out of the military.
Well, Colonel Byrd, let me throw something out of here real quick, because I've been on other spaces with you and talked to you, and you're a great guy, a smart guy. When you come on as a guest, we can talk for a whole hour here in the twilight of InfoWars, which are only going to be bigger, except the enemy's planning a total overturn of everything. That's why they don't care. They want to get stuff off now, because now they're making their move. What did you make of that incredible EMT? In the military, as an EMT, 1997, spends years in the Army and then the Air Force, then spends over 15 years as an EMT, sees none of this, dead kids, strokes everywhere, all this. Suddenly the shots start, he just sees dead people everywhere. That's what the statistics show, though. But that anecdotal witness of this, and the doctors quietly knowing the truth, the nurses knowing, but staying quiet. We can't stay quiet because they've been conscripted to give us poison shots, hoping the medical system covers it up, and then they've got to where that happens. What's your view on that amazing caller?
So incredible caller, laid it all out, what we've all known. 300% increase in miscarriages in the military. This is the best control group that's out there. 1,000% increase in heart failure among military pilots, which are the healthiest group that we ever had, right? So that's there. I have two friends who died of turbo cancers shortly after the, again, the healthiest people on earth. We have those anecdotal evidence, but what we have to go after once we get power, if we get power back, if we win this thing, I believe we will. I believe God wins this thing. We have to keep telling the truth in the meantime, but I think what we're going to have to go after are the perverse incentives in the system. Let's take childhood vaccines for a minute. Right now, there's a 40% kickback from most pediatricians who get compliance with the CDC schedule. That's raised the rate of autism, as you know, from 1 in 10,000 when we were kids to now what? 1 in 36, right? So those numbers are real. That's all available to us. So we actually have the truth on our side. It is Damocles' sword. We've got to keep telling it. And that's why God bless you, Alex, for telling the truth and giving us a chance to get out there and do it. And then we have to do this in our communities. We have to be brave. You have to overcome the cognitive dissonance, but you've always got to present yourself from a position of grace, because the people have been deceived, and it's so hard to wake people up who have been deceived. It's much easier to deceive people. But if you approach it from a sense of grace and they can tell that you actually care and you love them, then you have a chance to actually waking enough people up.
Absolutely. I wish I was on your farm.
We're winning.
We are winning. That's why we know we are. That's why the enemy wants to overturn the table of the nuclear war. I wish I was on your farm in Mississippi. I can hear the birds tweeting. I'm going to have my folks contact you. I've talked to you a lot. I've told them before I want you on. They're busy. It's a great crew, but let's get you on in the twilight of InfoWars. We may survive, but it doesn't look good. 90% chance we're shut down in 2 weeks. So please come on the next week as a guest. And I love doing these spaces. Such amazing people come on. Thank you so much. How do people follow you who are listening on the radio and watching on TV, Colonel?
Yeah, I'm at Colonel Gannon Burton on Twitter. I'm easy to find right here on the space. You can click on that. Also, I wrote a book called Mississippi Top Gun, which kind of lays all this out and tells the story of my journey and then awakening, right? I mean, that's the biggest part. I can't believe, you know, it's like I'm just crushed standing over those caskets in the middle of the night in faraway lands of those kids whose parents were on the other side of the world and didn't even know they were dead yet, and they were dying for so much lying and, frankly, for just some horrible people that have been running our country, and we can fix that. We can do better. I really believe that.
Tom Cruise plays the Top Gun, but you actually the real Top Gun. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. It's just that's the great part about my job. As dark as things are, we got the best people, man. But they're articulate. They're smart. They're accomplished. They're amazing. We're going to go to break. We have Dr. Ben Marble, who's a great friend of mine. I've been trying to get on the show. He's going to come on soon. Medical doctor. We're going to pop in with him on Spaces. And then I've got a lady damage. I guess the consensus is it is about the shots. World War III's already begun. Forget nuclear war. This is already happening. Because it's open free show. No one will talk about it. The colonel mentioned it some, and nobody's on the topic of war with Russia. Okay, fine. We're talking about vaccine damage because it's so huge. We're going to break in 40 seconds. InfoWars can shut down, okay? But our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, is not InfoWars. It's still there. Incredible products, Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the wound gel, all of it. There's over 50 great products. If you want to support me, you want to take action, go there now. I need your help to keep this fight going. DrJonesNaturals.com, and there's also a sale going at InfoWarsStore.com. You will get your product shipped out. I think your order in the next week at InfoWars, you're going to get it for sure. After that, I'm going to tell you. But DrJonesNaturals.com is still standing. Support it now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
She survived, but barely, and now the state of Canada, the New World Order state, wants her dead. We want to go deep inside the New World Order. She joins us in 5 minutes when we join some stations. But right now, let's talk to Dr. Ben Marble, great friend of mine, great medical doctor, EMT doctor, day one exposing the mass death he saw from the shots. Dr. Ben Marble, thank you so much, ahead of this survivor joining us. Hopefully the pain she's gone through will help bring these criminals to justice and save a lot of people. But you were listening to the previous experts. You were texting me saying this is dead on what's happening, pointing out you're in the spaces. We're going to you here.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Alex. Good to be talking to you. I want to confirm what Harry Fisher was saying. You know, he's a great heroic EMT. He should be commended for what he's doing. I graduated medical school in 1997. Like him, that's when I became an MD. I started working in the ER in 1998. So in the ER, we did not used to see these types of injuries to young people, like blood clots and strokes and heart problems, et cetera, like we're seeing now, all these weird, bizarre cancers. So everything that Harry Fisher was saying is totally spot on. Want to pray for him and encourage him to keep fighting the fight. You know, what he said is, you know, World War III started a long time ago. And so it is aggravating when people talk about it as if it starts in the future, because it started as a war of bioweapons. And if you recap what has happened, if you take the sum total of people who had the COVID-19 Frankenstein pseudovirus, and you combine it with the people who took the shots, then that's around 7 billion people who have been poisoned by the spike protein bioweapon. And so we're seeing the mass die-off is in progress at ERs all across the world, certainly in America. My dog's barking, so I got to get him to be quiet.
It's fine. It's fine. We don't mind that.
And so we're seeing the mass die-off. The mass die-off is in progress. The enemy is actively poisoning our people all around the world, and it's the globalist transhumanists. This is WEF's Great Reset. Was a reset of the human population via the mass poisoning of the people with the spike protein bioweapon. And so we're seeing the every shift I work in the ER, I'm seeing the poisoning victims, people coming in with strokes, heart attacks, pulmonary embolus, DVTs, miscarriages, all kinds of bizarre cancers in young people that we've never seen before. And, you know, the fake doctors, they're all baffled. They think it's a great mystery as why we're seeing these massive increases in these problems. And it's not a mystery. This is what we told people was going to happen back in 2021. You know, I was on the show multiple times. We warned the world. Time has proven we were right.
And by the way, it's all been vindicated. The British Medical Journal, record death. What's causing it? We don't know. Gee, is it the shot? I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy. And in the process, you know, they've made me basically the most banned doctor on earth. I've been banned from Twitter, 26 different accounts, but I'm a computer geek. I know how to make new accounts, and I can keep making new accounts and keep telling people the truth that these shots are poison. We need to stop these shots as soon as possible. We need to hold the poison pushers accountable. We have these doctors like Dr. Phil, Dr. Drew, Dr. Bhattacharya. They pretend to be on the right side of history. Meanwhile, they told the elderly patients to take poison. These doctors need to apologize for telling the elderly to take poison. Nobody should take poison. Doesn't matter if you're elderly, if you're pregnant, if you're a child. You shouldn't take the poison COVID-19 fake vaccines. At this point, if you do a deep dive on all the science, you shouldn't take any vaccines because none of them have true double-blinded placebo-controlled studies. And until this war's over, I wouldn't take any vaccine. I would avoid big harmless products as when and where possible. And a simple way to do that is to fire the poison-pushing doctors and find a real doctor at myfreedoctor.com. Where we've been delivering free doctor visits to America since 2020, trying to help treat as many people as we can.
All right, Dr. Marvel, we'll talk to you soon as a guest. God bless you. We're going to come back with a woman that barely survived the attack in Canada. The government said, hey, we can help. We'll just euthanize you. How about that? We already tried to kill you. Since it didn't work, we'll kill you for sure. How's that sound? But she said no, and she's fighting back. She's our guest. When we come back in T-minus 60 seconds. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here's a report we did months ago by Greg Reese on Kayla Pollock, a survivor of the chemical bioweapon attack in Canada. The government said, well, let us just kill you as a condolence. Here it is.
Kayla Pollock was one of millions coerced and deceived into getting the deadly COVID shots when they were mandated in 2021.
Could you tell us why you decided to get the COVID-19 vaccine?
Basically, a lot of it had to do with the things I was hearing on TV. So there was a lot of fear just being screamed at me by not just the TV, but also, like, you know, when you hear, like, the WHO is on TV telling you that this is like a deadly pandemic and, you know, people with immune disorders are gonna, you know, die from COVID-19 more likely than other people. You know, I was hearing about that, and my dad was dying in long-term care at the time. In order to go see him, I needed the shots. In order to go to work, I needed the shots.
A week after receiving the Moderna booster shot, she fell to the floor and was paralyzed for 30 minutes. Another episode happened a week later, and shortly after that, she became paralyzed from the neck down. The first doctor told her that this was something that often happens to people when they're upset, and that it was all in her head.
He told me that this was something that often happens to people when they're upset. And that I, essentially, this was in my head. And the good news was that I would get better because I was essentially having an episode that was some sort of psychotic episode. I asked him when I would get better, and he said, you know, it's up to you, really.
A second doctor was honest with her, but had to keep it hidden.
The second diagnosis, a doctor came to me and he whispered in my ear and he said, I think there's something seriously wrong with you. I do not think you're faking. He said, I have a neurologist or a radiologist who's willing to read your report at home. If you go into the scanner right now, I can get that done.
They found a massive lesion on her spine, and the doctor told her it was most likely caused by the vaccine and that he's seen many cases just like it.
Most likely it's going to be probably, if I'm using my gut impression here, from the vaccine.
So other people had it?
Many.
Kayla spent several months in the hospital's rehabilitation center, where the staff offered her medical-assisted suicide on two occasions, which is the only assistance the medical system seems to offer.
Rehab didn't do a whole lot. When I was sent home from rehab, I was told that I'd be getting a lot of personal support hours, and I got home from rehab, and for 4 days straight, nobody came.
If this story is disturbing to you, then it means you still have a heart, and your human soul has managed to survive these dark days. The trauma has been too much for many who have disassociated into cold indifference and fail to fully recognize the crimes that are being committed against all of humanity. Celia Farber wrote that what has happened and is happening is by far the worst crime ever committed, worse than the atomic bombs and all wars combined. We all struggle to fight off the feeling that in some way we have already died. And the daily challenge is not to disassociate, but to bear witness, since every person still alive now is either a victim of the shots or a witness. And we should be prepared for these criminals to try this again. The mainstream media is now talking about strange cases of the measles.
And bird flu. The highly infectious measles virus is spreading across more of the country, including in Florida, where a concerning outbreak is growing. And the latest CDC data shows more than 30 cases nationwide this year across more than a dozen states.
Is there something about this year that is making people more vulnerable to the measles right now?
Yeah, it's a combination of people not getting their vaccines on schedule during the pandemic and then just not necessarily getting to the doctor's office.
If you are looking for ways to help, Veterans for Freedom have launched a Give, Send, Go for Kayla to raise funds for a service dog. Greg Reese reporting.
That report's from 6 months ago. We're about to talk to her. A lot of new info.
85% of those bodies showed a 2x level increase of water in the lungs. So what was happening is when this drug is pushed, it causes a drowning, and it's stated as akin to dying by waterboarding or drowning. Meaning, the reason people in Canada who are given MAIDS seem peaceful is because they're giving a paralytic first. So they're completely paralyzed, then this drug is administered as one of the four, and they start drowning to death. They're drowning to death. We waterboarded people in Guantanamo. There's a reason we had to stop. It falls under cruel and unusual punishment. Yet we are having people like dying with dignity say that this falls under compassion and empathy. When you're drowning people chemically to death.
And MAIDS in Canada is the pilot program for the WF for worldwide euthanasia. Oh, you're sick, you're old, we'll just kill you. All right, she joins us now. Then we'll go back to the spaces commenters on World War III. And the consensus is forget nuclear war. The shots are Armageddon now. Kayla Pollack is on Skype, and we've got her bio and her information. We'll tell you the best place to reach her and see what she's doing. But she stood up and spoken out, and we have the numbers. We have the facts, 40% plus increase in total morbidity worldwide since the shots. I have all these major studies. What, Kayla, God bless you, and I've been following your case for at least 6 months since I knew about it. I know this has happened over the last year or so, but does it give you a ray of hope that now even in Yahoo News and mainstream news, they're going record death from the shot, record injury. They're having to admit it. Not even so much hope for yourself, who we hope gets better, but hope they won't do this to a bunch of other people. So that's kind of my first question. Hit that later if you want. Just first, any observation? Well, I've been, you know, talking about you before you came on for the last 30 minutes about what you want to say to people and what happened to you, because it's incredible.
I hope to have hope, but I don't know what to say there. You know, I, like I said, I hope that there's hope for the that this won't happen again, but I'm not really sure after what happened to us all and, you know, the coercion that we were faced with, then I'm not really sure what will happen.
Well, I've had tons of scientists on. We have all the studies. It depending on the person's genetics, it attacks the cardiovascular, it attacks the nerves, it attacks the brain. A lot of folks get their spine attacked and holes eaten in it, in their spinal cord. And I guess that's what happened to you. Tell people, again, recap what happened to you so they know. And then they came to you and said, it's okay, we'll just kill you. We'll just officially kill you.
Yeah, so like you were seeing in the video there, I basically, I became paralyzed from the neck down at the time. And, you know, no bowel function still, no bladder function, no movement below the chest, no help. And, you know, people think Canada's, you know, this, you know, free healthcare country. That's a joke. Looking for just something as simple as a vehicle. It's, you know, a luxury vehicle because of the fact that, it's, you know, like $100,000 for a wheelchair van. Nobody in a wheelchair thinks that their van is luxurious. But, I knew that this had something to do with my vaccine as it started just days after. And, I decided that, it's been over 2 years now. And, on the anniversary of my 2 years, we decided to sue Moderna, and we were 6 hours shy of, meeting the mandated time.
Statute of limitations.
Limitations, yep. And, so we got it within the 6 hours. So, you know, I think it was meant to be.
I should have opened this up. You took the really, it's the same as the Pfizer shot for those that know, but 4 times stronger. So you took the big daddy.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, I had a dad in long-term care at the time who was dying, did die in long-term care.
That's right.
He also got a Moderna shot, and he had early onset dementia. And as soon as he took his Moderna shot, he started getting seizures, and he never walked again. And he ended up with blood clots in his legs. So there was probably a lot going on there too. But I was sort of lucky enough in a way that after the hospital said I was crazy and faking and put me on a psych hold, a doctor did come over and actually admit that it was the vaccine, and it was written in my medical files. So I've been fighting with the Vaccine Injury Compensation Board in Canada for about 2 years now. They just refuse to get back to me. They say they'll get back to you in 48 hours.
Sure. That's how it works. That's how they minimize it. I don't mean to interrupt you. Get it if you want, but talk about the timeline when they come to you. Is this mainstream news? Again, they don't deny it. Hey, we offered to die. We're loving. They've given you two wonderful offers to kill you, and they got a special way. They don't line you up with a firing squad. That'd be humane. They like a spider put you in a coma and then slowly, I mean, this is really loving what they do.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's even worse because it's not something I asked for. I did ask for help. I asked for help with more services in Canada. Like, there must be something else.
But that's the loving liberal answer. Oh, you want more services? We're going to, you know, I saw like 10 years ago in the Netherlands, a Down syndrome, high functioning Down syndrome man. And the good looking reporter girl's like, you cost us 3 times more. And he goes, I'm sorry, please don't kill me. She goes, we need to kill you. Why don't you just let us kill you? I mean, it was so sick. In fact, I've called for that clip for years. Only could find it again. It's so old, but it was just so scary to see that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I've seen it in lots of ventures. I saw that you had Kelsey there at the front, and, you know, I've seen it in lots of veterans, and, you know, anyone who's expensive, if you're expensive because you're taking therapy, or if you're expensive because you're, like in my case, quadriplegic, and, you know, you have to have a bag to pee, and you have to have someone to help you, and you have to have nurses and personal support workers to get me out of bed and get me dressed because I can't. I've lost all of that function. And
they've got plenty of money for illegal aliens. So describe the first time they come to you, because they admit they did it and said, sweetheart, we're on your side. We'll kill you right now.
Yeah, and I took home the papers and I actually emailed them back because I was interested. And then I didn't want to live like this. And then when it said 90 days, I'm like, I'm not ready to say goodbye to my son in 90 days. So, I mean, it just became this.
They literally gave you an appointment to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, three times I was offered. That was the third time.
So the headlines are two, but there's a third time.
There's three times, yeah.
Do they even do it in person, or they just send you an email? They're like, oh, honey, we'll kill you.
They did it in person and by email.
Describe the person that comes up to you and says this. Well, what's it like? Oh, we can't pay carrier or give you a surgery or fix it.
That, you know, I was either going to be put in long-term care, which if you've seen long-term care, that's absolute jail. I mean, I think it would be more humane to put me in jail. They just basically said that, you know, we don't have the resources to house you. But we do have this option, and it was like glorified and made to sound like this wonderful, peaceful, wonderful thing. And, you know, at the time, I was so down on myself that you could almost say I was suicidal at the time because, you know, I was so just defeated with all this that was going on.
Well, you know, they've got bioethics scripts of how to convince you. They're handed them. They didn't come up with it. But, yeah, this is all psychological warfare. I'm interested to hear, and interrupt me if you want. You say whatever you want. But I want to have you back for like 2 hours soon if you can do it. We just love what you're doing standing up. What brought you back to fight back?
My son. My son told me, he's like, Mom, you know, there could be people just like you that are afraid to come out and speak, and you're not afraid to speak, and you know, I really knew, like, when I kind of said to God, like, why did you let this happen to me? It was like, you know, you didn't lose your voice. It was millimeters away from my trach. Meaning, like, I mean, I lost my lung function and everything, but I didn't lose my
ability. Talk about, this is so beautiful. Talk about how old your son is when he said this and what he said to his mommy about, you got to save people. That's exactly what this is about. Tell us.
He was 7 at the time. Turning 8, and he just said, like, Mom, like, you should really come forward with your story, because if you don't come forward, then there might be all sorts of other people that are afraid and they don't want to come forward. And if they see you doing it, then maybe you could help them, or maybe there's other people that are quadriplegic and you could help them. And, you know, when it comes to, I knew I needed to help. I knew I needed to write a book or something or speak. I mean, I'd already spoken in front of, you know, 19,000 people before.
So it's not just through vengeance or retribution, but through love. That's the famous saying. There's been said by many, but the latest quote, the best one is, you don't fight for those you hate in front of you. You fight for those you love behind you.
Yes. Yeah, it was my son. It was coming out of the mouth of a babe. And he was just so innocent and young. And, you know, now he'll say he's proud of me. And, you know, there's not much a mom can want more than her son saying that.
And he's going to be even stronger because of your example, because God spoke through him, Kayla. And now this is so beautiful. As bad as it is, it's beautiful what you've done standing up.
Yeah. And you know what? He's become a better kid. Like, he's, you know, he goes to Tim Hortons and he finds me a wheelchair accessible table, and he gets so upset because my wheelchair doesn't fit under it. And he says, Mom, it says it's wheelchair accessible. And I said, Mason, you know, it's meant for manual wheelchairs. And he goes, well, why didn't they just put a lever on it? And then it could have gone up and down. And I'm like, you know, hey, you've got a great business idea. And maybe you could sell that to Tim Hortons one day, or maybe, you know, he's got great ideas and he's very empathetic. So you know, in a way it was a blessing for him, but it hasn't been a blessing for me at all.
I understand that. And so I'm going to give you all the time you need. We're going to have you back soon. What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners with their new bird flu push, their new mRNA? It doesn't look like they're doing it again. They're coming back like strafing us with another attack.
Well, I mean, Trudeau's got to go. That's one thing. And also people need to be held accountable. And unfortunately, you know, suing Moderna, you know, even if I win, what happens is because Moderna does technically have immunity, the government would be responsible, which means the taxpayer.
But not immunity from conspiracy if they knew what they were doing, which the documents show they did. I want to be clear.
Sure. Well, Moderna documents are blacked out. So I have the same lawyer as Dan Hartman. I think that's kind of the neat part is that we're the first two people to sue Pfizer and Moderna in North America with lone suits. Our cases were strong enough that we didn't need to a class action. You know, with me, it's in my files twice and I've got an audio recording. I was smart enough to realize that people were not going to believe it. And then I also got another audio recording of another doctor saying it. So there's two audio recordings and there's two places where it says right in my, you know, in my records that this happened because of the vaccine. So I have no reason to doubt it. I mean, this happened to me. It's painful. It's a lot more than losing your legs. And, you know, I need help and I've had to come out on social media to ask for it. And I think that's the sickest thing about the Canadian healthcare system. Like people believe we have free healthcare, but I had to come out on social media and ask people to help me because Canada can't offer me some things that I need to even just leave my house or.
Absolutely. Let's do a few more minutes on the other side. I want to ask you back at the twilight of InfoWars for the next few weeks for a few hours. And we'll have special guests, doctors and scientists on to talk about this and show the statistics and the numbers, but we're about to go to break. For me, you talk about Trudeau, a total empty vessel of Klaus Schwab, who attacked the truckers, who said the shots are forced and said he didn't. But here he is right after he claims he took it, saying it really hits you. It's it really hits you. Here it is.
Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
I mean, Patrick Bateman, the fictitious psychopath played by, you know, famous Hollywood actor Christian Bale, has nothing on that. I mean, anybody that has a soul or spirit goes, whoa, that's the devil. I mean, that guy ain't playing for Team Humanity.
No, that's, you know, and I worry about, you know, what's going to happen to people like me. And you know, like, I don't want to live like this, but I can't afford to live like this because the government doesn't pay us enough money to just even have normal lives. Like I'm paralyzed in my body and trapped in my home. And, you know, the Canadian Independent and Veterans for Freedom were nice enough. The Canadian Independent made a website for me, www.opkayla.ca. That's just some of the things on there, but, they made a website with the proof and everything and how people can help, but it's just, I think speaking out and trying to help other people come forward, I've gotten emails from all over the world, just from other people that are vaccine injured and just unfortunately don't
have. So there's a solidarity there and we know what they really did. They thought we were too dumb to understand it, but we understand it and we're going to defeat them. I want to do a few more minutes with you and invite you back soon. To talk about this, but everybody should support you. They need to pray for you. The government came and said, shut up. We're going to kill you. No, we need to back you. Your case is on record. They admit this happened to you. They don't deny it. They said the best we can do is kill you. So how do we back you?
Helping, like I said, opkayla.ca. There's, you know, ways to donate I just want a wheelchair vehicle so I can leave my house. very active. And the other thing is also just sharing and you know, getting the word out there that this is a real thing that happened.
I want to tell you something. Stay there, beautiful. You're a beautiful soul. You have a beautiful family, beautiful son. God is with you. And we're with you as well. And we're with all the others. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Infusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Let me take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up. Sirens in my head, wrapped up in silence, all circuits are dead.
Pollock is a veteran of the bioweapon attack that is the poison shots. And it's all coming out, which is in the SPARS document. It's super creepy. We covered 3 years ago here that went super viral. The Pentagon predicted, and it's a war game for 2020 to 2024, they set it a future, that they'll use, when people find out the government killed a bunch of people and poisons billions, kill hundreds of millions, kill billions, that it'll cause the societal destruction. Except in their plan, they think they'll have a few executives resign and say it was an accident. No, we know it's on purpose. And that's why they're scared. Because if you know it's on purpose, you don't just blame the government that or the bureaucracy that were just vassals or conduits. You blame the controllers, the architects. So Satan claims he's the great architect, but God is the real architect. Now, people go, why is Christ the morning star and so is Lucifer? Well, Lucifer is the counterfeit. It's the same thing. God says he's the great architect, and then you say, oh, the other groups say, no, God's the great architect. God is in control. So, Caleb Pollock, I want to get you back up soon for a full hour or two as a special guest. Maybe we'll get Naomi Wolf on with you. That's what I feel like we should. We're going to get Naomi Wolf on next week if we can do it. Let's get them on together for like an hour and a half. But just closing comments you want to impart to folks. We appreciate you hanging tough, not letting the Canadian government kill you three times, offering to, and following the directives of God through your son out of the mouths of babes, as you said. That was God speaking through your son, the Holy Spirit, and you followed God's directive, and praise God.
Yeah, just the support is great. Like the exposures, just like letting more people know that this is a real thing that happens. It could happen to anyone who took the shot. I mean, I'm just a normal person, and this could have been anybody sitting in my chair, and I wouldn't trade it for any amount of money. So when people think I'm going after them because of money or something, it's not about
that.
Oh,
I love how they admit they did it. They admit the shot did it to you. But, oh, now you're bad. We just want to kill you. What's your problem? You want some money? I mean, come on.
Exactly. And that's sick. That's really sick.
That's gaslighting. Oh, that's what these people do to me when they're persecuting us. Nothing like you, but I'm not worried about me, but they, oh, nobody's doing anything to you. And I'm like, listen, I was born in the dark. It wasn't last night.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was born into foster care. So I understand what you mean. It's really messed up. And I also want to fight just for Canadian healthcare in general and people in the disability community for, you know, how we're treated and, you know.
Well, Kayla, I want to say a prayer for you. And I'm not some preacher, folks. I know this is just fake. This is God telling me to do it. I believe God can heal people. I know God is unstoppable. But regardless, I ask everybody to support you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And God working through all of us and our will, praying together, God makes that reality on this planet to lead God and direct us and to support people like Caleb Pollock right now. And that we all pray for God to literally, with his angels and his energy, heal her if she accepts that and rise her up. She's been through this tribulation so she can stand against this enemy. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. Do you accept that prayer?
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
It's in God's will now. But I've asked God to do it. Thank you for being with us. Anything else you want to add?
No, thank you so much for having me. And I would love to come back and talk to you about anything that would help other people.
That's what you're doing. God bless you. Thank you so much. We love you. Oh, my God. This makes me so angry. Oh, but we're gonna fix this. All right, Chase, everybody's been patient for 35 minutes or 40 minutes, 37 minutes holding. Let's get to as many spaces as we can before Mickey Willis comes in on the nature of good and evil and the keys to reuniting the spirit with the body. This is something the enemy doesn't want coming up. Chase, who's up next?
Let's go to Apothecarol. Apothecarol, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Oh, thank you. I think I'm jumping the line, though. I know that Destiny and Mike have...
It's okay. It's okay. You go ahead now. You go ahead now. That's who you went to. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Alex. And I just want to thank you for having this space and bringing awareness to the medical industrial complex. I've been a registered nurse for 43 years, and for the past 20, I've been trying to help people avoid all this pharmaceutical mess. I've been watching these various viruses that they roll out every election year, try to scare us with. Saw this one coming. I've been banned not as often as my friend Dr. Marble. We joke about that, but I've been banned off of social media quite a bit. This is my newest account. I call it rebranding. And I've been doing a space every Sunday for the last 3 years since spaces were beta testing, trying to help people get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy, and either avoid or get away from the biopharmaceutical medical industrial complex. Because I'm a registered nurse, I'm in a great position to communicate with doctors, read medical records, and help people like that. My heart breaks for Kayla and for everyone with these vaccine injuries. I'm right now during the day, I work in hospice. So what I am seeing is absolutely astounding. I've talked with other hospice nurses that are friends of mine. Six of them here in Texas. I am in the Austin area. And one up in Kansas. And we are all seeing the same thing, because I thought maybe I'm hallucinating here. But the turbo cancers, the cardiovascular diseases that are progressing at incredible rates, the dementias that are progressing at rates that I have never seen before in my entire career, just the things that we're seeing. And hospice is so busy that it's not like our patients are coming on and we have them for months like usual. No, they're coming on and they are passing very quickly. These things are being diagnosed. But by that time, it's a snowball going down a hill. It's going so fast and accumulating so quickly that by the time we get them, like, they're almost gone. And this is very unusual.
And they're trying to make this mass death the new normal that we have statistically.
Yeah.
But the good news is people aren't buying it, in my view. What do you think the establishment was planning? How do you think it's going for them?
Oh yeah, I think it's rolling out for them just as they intended. And if the thing is that, you know, if you drop a weapon and kill a bunch of people instantly, well, now you got a bunch of bodies to clean up, but we're out here burying our own. So it's kind of a slow roll, even though the diseases are progressing so rapidly. On the side though, and for the last, I don't know, 20 years or no, about 15 years, I also have a private practice where I teach people how to get away from the medical industrial complex. How to get healthy, be healthy.
Oh, that's the key. We got to build a new system. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. And so that's what I do, in the functional and integrative medicine model. And so I do a lot of their nutrition, diet teaching, help guide them with their supplements and so forth. And also, if they do need a doctor and they need to get away from a doctor that is gaslighting them or lying to them or telling them to get jabs that they don't need.
Yeah, it's real simple. The minute they're pushing shots, they don't even tell them they're being paid massive money to do that. Immediately leave to a doctor that doesn't push it, and there's plenty of them.
Absolutely. And so I help them find those doctors in their area if they want one locally, or I send them to places like Ben Marble's My Free Doctor or other areas.
Yeah, so we're building the human network. Beautiful call. Sorry to jump. I got to get to everybody now. Call back again or be part of the spaces again. Thank you so much. These callers. But here's the big consensus. I call in about Russian missiles, Russian submarines, U.S. troops massing, the NATO bombing Russia proper. And people are like, that's not the issue. We've already been hit. World War III is already here. And I agree. So I brought up, just like the callers on the show, they don't ever do what I tell them. They can say whatever they think about a topic. They won't call on the topic. But I guess it's kind of the zeitgeist or the spirit of the day. It's okay. I'm glad we went to the poison shots. And this is important. But that's where they are, Chase.
Yeah, absolutely. We should go to Destiny next. Destiny, you've been waiting so patiently this entire space. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here. And I just wanted to reiterate the end of the world being the topic here. It's something that has bothered me since prior to the pandemic, that we've seen actions, and I think Alex Jones is a great example of this, actions that are just unbeknownst to history. Like, we've never seen certain instances, like who gets sued for $1.5 billion for, 20 parents? That's ridiculous. And the money that was gone into COVID, $5 trillion, that's 15% of our national debt just wiped out. And we see all this money just being floated around by the government, spending pork as far as it can. Meanwhile, we do have these vaccine injured. We have science that is being suppressed and doctors being suppressed.
I would agree with the entire group in here that it's already begun with World War III. If anything, we're reaching the precipice of something else, but it seems to all be a massive distraction from a much bigger agenda. And I don't know what to make of it, but, you know, as a vaccine researcher myself, and by the way, thank you guys for publishing some of my work recently. I do appreciate it. Thanks to Jamie White at InfoWars. And I wanted to say that there's people in this very room that I see right now that have lost children. We've got answers for Sean. You've got people like Ernest Ramirez, who lost his son as well. You've got people whose companies and lives have been threatened by the establishment, like the IX Focus experience with Ariel Zen. These are people who are affected financially. They're affected every outlet of their life. And if you live in the United States, it's inflation through the wazoo. Where does it end and where is the money going is my question. And why is it not going to help the people? It seems to all be distractions from everything but actually helping people.
You're amazing. These Spaces commenters have been, they're always great. You're an amazing lady. Destiny, keep going. You're knocking it out of the park here.
Well, I mean, I just look at things from a really broad view and I saw the entire global economy crash, but money is money. It doesn't just evaporate once you hand it over to somebody. It goes somewhere. Where did the money go? I mean, the entire country is broke. We can't just say it all went to Ukraine and it didn't all go to Israel. Where did it go? And it's so mind-numbing to know $5 trillion is being held by the Pandemic Oversight Fund and zero of it is allocated towards anybody who was a victim of these forced inoculations, which are bioweapons, and for the lady who was speaking earlier.
Yeah, that's why Kaylee Pollock is so important. They're in the CBC, Canadian National News. Yes, COVID vaccine ain't your spine. By the way, we're going to kill you. It's like, there's nothing for you, lady. Go to hell. I mean, it's like, we're the big liberals. Everything's free. Oh, God, isn't it great? By the way, you don't get jack shit.
Well, and I've been watching a lot of Alex's broadcasts from 2014, and the Affordable Care Act was a big topic of debate. You were talking about death panels way back then, because when the government pays for your health care, they want to kill you.
Gates and their own, they were saying we're going to kill people.
Right.
And people keep thinking, I predict this stuff. Yeah, I do make predictions about current events very accurately. I do that. I do have the touch. Everybody does. I just know I have it, so I use it. But I can, 90% of what I do is their own admissions, Chase. Sorry. Go ahead. Go back to
Destiny. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, so I was confused, but yeah, I wanted to let Kayla know, in Canada, I did a major piece on the Moderna manufacturer because Moderna did not manufacture their own vaccines. That was a company named National Resilience, which is ran by the intelligence community
CIA.
Here in the United States.
CIA.
Yes, it is.
Tell folks about
Chris Darby, head of InQtel. Yeah, Chris Darby, head of InQtel for over 20 years. He was the president for 20 years. He just recently retired his post, but he is the president on the board of directors for Resilience, which made the COVID-19 vaccines for Moderna. And vaccine is a very liberal term. I would prefer to say biological weapons countermeasure over vaccine. I don't think that's an accurate definition. But that company, there is a tie to Canada if Kayla is interested. There's one of the many subsidiary shell companies that was absorbed by Resilience and that made the vaccine. One of them is called Therapeer Biopharmaceuticals. They're from Ontario, Canada. They are largely responsible for the rollout that happened for the Moderna shots in Canada. So I do hope that helps you in your endeavors. But the CIA implantation inside of Moderna that has injured so many people like Kayla, and there's people in here, Julie, who's had her and her family injured from this. These people are regular people who were forced and or they were people that worked the front lines for the pandemic and were supposed to be the heroes. They're supposed to be rewarded, not penalized for doing what they were told and doing a service to people across the country that were terrified because of the propaganda being pushed by mainstream media. And it was just overwhelming to watch and know that the CIA, literally your taxpayer dollars, going into this intelligence community, 18 intelligence communities, but the CIA is the only one with a long-standing history of biological weapons research and testing on human populations, including the one here in the United States, over the course of decades. And yet we're going to sit quietly and allow for them to poison the population through these, what almost 40% uptake was of vaccines administered was Moderna, and it was all their shots were not created by them, and even if they were,
years before they released COVID, 2015 was certified that Obama, University of Texas, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, they had it, it was ready, it was patented, it was ready, they had it all, not that the virus was that deadly. It was that when they created the shot for it, that was deadly, and now they've done it. And they've launched their full attack. This is their full broadside for world government, total takeover, believing we'll buy into the fact they're saving us in the process. This is more die. Oh, it's a new virus. It's a new thing. No, it's them. And the good news is a large cadre of people, a core, it's a huge minority that's growing, gets the full thing. So you got to face the full hard, admit it. Only then can you defeat the enemy. Thank you so much. Closing comments.
Closing comments, I just wanted to thank America Mission, and I wanted to say to everyone in here, do the best you can to support your people on X, because X is what's keeping the free speech alive. This is a platform that everyone needs to support to get the message out there. And, you know, I will just end with that. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. And again, I've been going 2 hours and 48 minutes. We'll continue in the next hour. But there's a lot of disinfo in the media, and some of it's true, some of it's not. They mix truth with lies. They have filed in the court now. The CIA, FBI group that runs this whole thing on record, they admit they do, to liquidate us. So the judge had said 2-3 weeks ago, I'll either give your company back or they'll settle. But now there's a liquidation on the table. That is our parlay to say, well, fine, we'll go with your liquidation so we can battle for months in federal court instead of state court that will instantly shut us down. So it's like cornered in a chess game. And it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi literally knows he's cornered. He's in checkmate. His last move is not to extend the fight with Darth Vader, because then Luke Skywalker and them are going to try to save him. He looks to make a calculation. Okay, I'm cornered. I'm going to get beat. He's too strong now. All right, they got to get out of here. Boom. Go ahead and take me out so we can move on. And then something way, 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 way bigger is out of that, because I'm just another piece. Getting the Millennium Falcon off with the Death Star codes is the most important thing. You know, and I'm telling the enemy the traffic, because they, even when they get the truth, they're dishonest. They can't understand it. It's like Martian to them or something. So that's where we are. I've told you the complete truth of what's happening through this temporal weakness that I have. It's not perfect, but it's like 99.9999% true. Cause I can't even understand the full truth. I'm trying to give it to you, but it's, we're imperfect vessels, imperfect transmission instruments. But that's where this is. And so we're launching this right now, and it's already behind the scenes. If I told you what's going on, you would probably believe it, but it's spectacular. So, and they're dumb enough to think when they shut this down, that's gonna, but see, I don't think as us as one layer. I don't think of just us as the universe. They actually know that at the higher levels. They're meaning to shut everything down. They don't care. Like, oh, you're going to be 10 times bigger after this? We're going to blow everything up soon so it won't matter. But regardless, they're not completely in power. They're not invincible. So go to drjonesnaturals.com, our great sponsor that is separate from this operation, that is sponsoring InfoWars. But regardless, we'll go on as the next target, and then you got the next. Oh, there's probably 100 lined up. It's like shark teeth. Oh, and here is the next line of people ready to take you on, and here is the next line. And my dad, despite me telling him not to do it, he didn't even tell me he did it. I told him don't do it. He had the plan. He knew this was coming 2 years ago. He went and set all this up with all the products that used to be available at InfoWars Store. He has it all over there, right down a ship to you. So if you want to be in the fight and want to not roll over and want to get great products at the same time, go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. Incredible products, Cavachill, incredible concentrated organic multivitamins, the best out there, Rocket Rest, incredible sleep aid, Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products. Just go peruse the site and decide whether you want to support those, the tip of the spear, that don't back down, that have courage, that have given you nothing but victory. I mean, it's really a no-brainer. You want to live, you want to survive, you want to be strong, it's a no-brainer. Go to drjonesnaturals.com right now and get a bunch of these great products. It's all there, drjonesnaturals.com, and I'm not mad at you. It's your personal decision whether to make, whether to support us or not in the next level of the fight. And yes, I think if you order in the next few days, no problem. Won't be shut down probably for 2 weeks, and maybe we extend it out, but I think that's probably the prognosis. 2 weeks is where it, you know, I'm pretty accurate. This is the dead zone. Everything shipped out within a day. You'll get your products. Maybe if you don't believe InfoWars is going to survive, it'll just shut down anyways. So we got to kind of keep it on life support in case it survives. We'll bring it roaring back. If God does that, it's great. But that's where we are right now. DrJonesNaturals.com is the prime place to support the InfoWar and to fully back the future. And I will not back down, but I've got to have your backing. So I'm trusting in you. And what two of us agree upon on earth, God makes reality in heaven and then down to earth. That is your decision whether to conduct this free will decision that God has given you. InfoWarsStore.com is great. Great products. Get them there. But right now, DrJonesNaturals.com is the attack vector in the InfoWar with great products. And to fund the operation, DrJonesNaturals.com. Go now. All right. Who's up next?
Katie, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hi, thank you so much. Honestly, I'm with all these emojis, I'm absolutely just fuming. I just want to, someone put me in a room with these pharmaceutical POSs, because as somebody myself that is vaccine injured, I'm in the UK, I'm under the care of Professor Lobo. Shout out Professor Lobo. Thank God for him. I'm so furious at what's happened, not obviously just to me, but to so many other people, that is factual. It is scientifically factually now proven that whether it's COVID or the vaccine that alters your body's autonomic response system, it is just...
Sounds like we might have lost you for a second, Katie. Are you still with us?
You're back. Go ahead.
It is so irresponsible and disturbing and disgusting. And it's actually very sadly a very real thing. I speak from first-hand experience. What has only gone and happened to myself, I'm a single mum to a five-year-old little boy, and I have literally been non-stop in and out of doctors, specialists, and now, thank God, with Professor Lobo and his team, because it started off where I had a suspected heart attack and was rushed to hospital, which was terrifying because I used to run a 5K every day and was incredibly fit and healthy and strong. And I'm like, what on earth is going on? But obviously more terrified than that. It was terrifying, to be frank. And then my heart rate would just be through the roof, and I just every day would wake up and think, oh my God, this is it. This is it. This is it. I'm going to die. And it was terrifying. And our GP, so in the UK, we have general practitioners. And, you know, God bless them and God bless the NHS. But really, it's like, what can they do if they don't know too much about it?
Yeah, they're totally compartmentalized and controlled in what they can do.
I didn't give up. I knew in my body that something wasn't right. And I felt inflamed. And I felt like, oh, my God.
How vindicating is it now to see how vindicating?
But I was like, oh, no, I feel like I'm swollen, inflamed, like what the hell's going on? And when I spoke to Professor Lobo, long story cut short, because they said that I have tachycardia and that my autonomic system, which is basically your involuntary system, so your breathing, your heart rate, your circulatory system, et cetera, is completely shot. And then I went through extensive testing, and they said, it is to do with the COVID vaccine, because I was never actually COVID positive. And I took a test.
And
also,
Katie, can you hear me, Katie? Katie.
I had COVID.
You can't hear me. Put her on. Katie. In closing, we're almost out of time here, and we have another guest coming in the studio and more speakers. Do you not feel vindicated now that they admit mainstream news, insurance company actuaries, 40% increase in total cause morbidity, meaning total death, record world deaths? Are you not vindicated now when they try to gaslight you that you are indeed damaged?
Go ahead, Katie. You ought to be able to unmute yourself.
Sorry, Alex. I'll jump off. I'm so sorry. I can't hear you.
Okay, we'll let her go. She can't hear me.
It's an X-Space glitch. It's not us. It's not her.
It's not her either. Yeah, right. We'll talk to her. But I'm just saying, we're vindicated. It's admitted now. But that's what I'm going to get your comments quickly as we go to break. But SPARS, the Pentagon, War Game, John Hopkins, CIA, you know, because that's what Carnegie Endowment, all those guys are. Mm-hmm. They actually said, well, the public will wake up 3 years into this, and we'll use that to collapse society. They admit it to us. So they planned this, but not as bad as they thought. They didn't think we'd wake up this much.
Yeah, that's one of the things that scares me about our current political climate is our politicians, if you look back 10 or 20 years ago, used to be incredibly good at lying and covering things up. Even Bill Clinton, as silly as it looks now, everybody fell for it. But now they're so brazen in the way that they lie. It's like they don't even care because they know that they're not accountable to the people.
All right. I got Mickey Willis coming in here. He's loaded for Barry. Super smart. He's a great filmmaker about good versus evil. And what he told me when I was talking to him recently is absolutely true about people that have even been conscious suddenly have those dim eyes. Something's happening, particularly with boys and men, where their soul isn't been removed from them, but it's moved a little millimeter off of center. How do we bring them back? What is the process of that? So hour number 4 is straight ahead. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice, and it's time to make it count.
I hope.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, it is a paradox, best of times, worst of times. And I was talking to Mickey Willis, who was coming in next week with a special guest. And I said, what you're telling me is so hardcore and so accurate, and I'm seeing it myself. You've got to come say this on air. He's not just a great filmmaker and researcher. He's just a really smart guy. So Mickey, I want you to host the rest of the hour. I'll be sitting here with you, but if I don't completely shut up and turn my mic off, I'll be interrupted because everything you say is dead on in my view. PlandemicSeries.com and so much more. But just the epic point we're in, we all know who are awake that it's a good versus evil, but that's not part of it. It's not the number one thing. It's everything. So you really laid it on me, and the experiences you told me today, which you're going to share, I've seen this stuff as well, and I know more of us are seeing this, but when we see people that we've even known that were awake and had a soul, that light in their eyes, it's like their soul's not gone. It's like it's a fraction off. It's been somehow barely disconnected, like a piece of paper has been slipped in there between it. How do we then describe the problem it's going to do? I didn't ask you this question when you were ready to come in because we're out of time to talk this morning. You came in as an emergency, and I appreciate it. What is the ritual? And by that, everything's a ritual. Eating dinner, going for a jog, making a film. Everything is an action, a will of a human. What is the ritual to get, particularly our males, out of the trance they're in and to reconnect with their will and their spirit?
Well, that's a great question. So as Alex was alluding to, we were on the phone this morning, and I was letting him know that since 2020, I've been on this obsessive quest to try to figure out what the heck is really going on. What is the agenda, the real agenda? Because we can easily say it's about control, and at one level it is. We can say it's about greed, it's about making money. But as this thing unfolds and we all begin to recognize all the directions that we're being attacked from, you know, we have to ask ourselves at some point, what is the true end game? What are they trying to achieve by forcing us into all of these mandates and injecting stuff into our bloodstream and all of the indoctrination through every source of influence that we can possibly endure?
Full concerted outside human agency assault. If you're awake, you see it. Like, this ain't human.
It's really not. And so I've been just staying up at night, you know, for the past 4 years or so, really looking at all the movements that they take.
Keep going, pet peeve. I'm just
going
to fix your
I appreciate that, Alex. And looking at it, and, you know, I've had people ask me the question, as they ask you all the time, too, like, who are they, and really, what do they want? And it's, as I said, it's easy to stop it all.
And a lot of people, like, I love Ted Dews, but he always says, screw them, you don't worry about a rabid dog, you shoot him. And I'm like, no, I love Ted, but understanding the enemy is understanding how to beat them and their motive. Any top general gets the enemy brain. I say, I'm going to leave the room as I'm keep interrupting. Your message is so important, I'm leaving now. Go ahead.
Don't leave. Stay with me.
You're so on target. This is everything.
Well, Alex, you have a lot to add to this.
Start over. Well, I got to shut up a little bit.
So let's do this together here. And so just recently, I've had this clarity of awakening to simplify it down to what is it that we're really up against. And because until we know that, and I really want everyone to hear this, I don't want to just put out new sensationalism.
Fucking aliens.
No, just not more data, not more drama, not more story. But if we don't understand what the game is, if we don't understand what's at stake and what they truly want from us, if we think that it's just slavery or just total control, well, in many ways, we're already there. So what is it that we have that they really want the most? And so through this process of watching in the beginning of thinking, okay, well, this is clearly about financial gain. The big pharma is making billions of dollars off of this. Okay. At one level, it's that. Then you look at the globalist level and you realize these people have all the billions they need. They can print all the money they want. They're actually trying to kill the dollar. So why would they want more of it?
Why would they put their power at risk to do this?
Why would they do that? And then why did they move into an area where at some point the vaccines were free to a lot of people? That kind of defied the idea that it's all about financial gain. And then they wanted infants to take it 6 months and older and pregnant women to take it. Clearly they want something in the bloodstream of humanity. And so, of course, then you go to, let's go to the next realm of physical evidence, and you go, okay, well, let's look into this idea, this crazy conspiracy theory that this 5G technology may be able to interact with nanoparticles within the vaccine that could potentially, if they want to crank up a frequency and make everyone sick. And
which is in all the thousands of patents and they're obsessed with.
Totally. Okay. Well, there you go. You go, okay, there's another level of possibility. But what's really going on? And so it wasn't until just recently that everything started to come into focus for me in this quest. Because as a storyteller, as a movie maker, I want to tell the story. I don't want to tell just a bunch of layers of stories that have us further distracted from being able
to tell the big story.
The big story, yeah. Like what is the core of it? Because in storytelling, you try to get to the essence of who the character is, the essence of what their plight is. Because if you're not clear on that, the audience won't be clear in receiving the story, and the story won't have impact. And so in digging into this as a storyteller, I've been looking at all the aspects of this. And just the other day, I had this profound remembrance of something that happened to me in 2008. I was taking a workshop. And if anyone out there has ever done a transformative workshop of any kind, anything from ayahuasca to just sitting in a room and trying to deal with your emotions and your childhood trauma, whatever it is, if anyone has ever done an immersive multi-day workshop, you know that something happens to you, even if the workshop isn't that powerful, just the being immersed into an idea for long enough.
You're the power. It's getting you to focus.
It brings you into a kind of a lucid awareness where you start having a lot of breakthroughs in communication with intelligence that you didn't have before. And so I've had this experience a few times in my life. And this particular workshop was about learning how to listen to the thing that we've been severed from, which is our intuition, our instincts, our internal guidance system. And the first day really was kind of disappointing. The second day, my buddy that I was with, we both had a profound experience, a couple of moments where we went, wow, there's really, you can ask yourself, the powers that be, you can ask yourself a question and then sit with that and listen for the answer. And what happens is the body responds with either an expansion and an opening, which is a yes, or it starts to retract and sink, which is a no. And this starts to make sense because then you realize, you know, when you say, oh, I knew this was going to happen. I just felt it in here. You start to realize that there's an intelligence. There's this thing we call our heart that really holds. It's kind of like the satellite for consciousness. It picks it up. And so on the third day of this workshop, I'm heading down this country road. It was in Los Angeles. I'm going to someplace in Topanga. And it was a little skinny, narrow road. And there was a bluebird in the middle of the road flattened out. And I had to drive around the bluebird. And as I'm driving, the voice that I have now surrendered to calling God, because I was at that point, I don't want to even sound like the crazy religious fanatic, so I wouldn't even call it that. But that voice that hopefully all of us have had some little peek into said to me as I drove around this bird, the bird's not dead. And I said, oh, that bird is very dead. And I drove on. The bird is not dead. Kept hounding me. I said, the bird, I looked in my rear mirror and I could see the flat bird. The bird is as dead as it comes. And I said, the bird is not dead. I'm already running late to the workshop, irritated. I put it in reverse, back up, open my door and I look and the bird is lying there flattened out, but alive looking up at me. And I realized, oh, there's power cables above. The bird has been electrocuted and it's about to die. And I took this bird and I set it on the side of the road, and I don't know why, but I suddenly felt some kind of affinity with this bird, and I started to say a prayer over it. And as I said a prayer over this bird, my eyes became very tunnel focused on this beautiful glossy black eye of this bird as it's looking straight into my eyes. And just as I finished the prayer, the eye goes flat. And I witnessed the exiting of this bird's spirit. It went from an object, a window into the soul of this bird, to just an inanimate, meaningless object, just this thing that appears to be an eye. And at the moment that the eye went flat, ants came charging in from all directions, consuming the bird.
They knew.
They were waiting, literally.
In honor of it.
So entombed, in honor of it. Exactly. It was a ritual for these insects. But they didn't come in. Not one came onto the body of this bird until the moment that its eye went flat. And they charged in from all directions and began to devour this bird.
By the way, I remember walking over to swim team when I was like 8. My mom would pick me up at the road, but she was late, so I kept walking around. I knew she was coming. And I saw a raven, beautiful bird, land and hit a power line. White flash, right in front of me, feathers rain down. So I've seen that happen.
You've seen that.
But I didn't know the rest of your story. I said, you got to come tell this. But the key is the ants were waiting and knew.
The ants were waiting and knew. And all of natural life has that kind of precision to it because they're paying attention to something that we have been severed from, right? So we move too fast. The momentum is, we're focused on exterior things. But to finish this story, so the ants consume this bird, I'm blown away by what I witnessed, and it changed my life forever. And it wasn't until I read this quote,
But that was God's message, like he wanted to show you.
I didn't realize it then, but you're exactly right. And it didn't hit me until this year as I've been on this exploration of what is really going on out here. And so some of you, you'll say, duh, we knew this all along.
Oh, no. God now literally woke me up again last night and said, go look at the phone. It was the exact time again. I don't know how to recreate this because it's like a, God's literally saying, listen to me.
Yeah.
Only because the danger has increased.
There's a lot of trippy stuff happening right now that people are tying into. Okay. 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner wrote, in the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth, so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. Materialistic doctors will be entrusted the task of removing the soul of humanity. Now, I've read this quote years ago, and it wasn't until this year that I realized this is what's happening. This is what's happening at the deepest possible
level. And he was definitely prescient.
I work with young people. I won't get into it. I don't want to identify who they are, but I work with young people, and I've realized recently that the young people that I'm working with, this particular group of boys, ages 10 to 12, half of them are medicated. As I started to get to know their parents better and to find out how do I better help these young people, the parents started to open up to say, well, the issue with him yesterday was that he was off of his meds. And I begin to recognize that there are, each boy has presents themselves as this alive and awake spirit with those glossy eyes like the bird had. And sometimes this kind of deadened, vacant presence that they bring. And it occurred to me, and they're all wonderful, very intelligent boys, and I love them. But it really hit me that we have to be incredibly careful with what we put into our systems, because and particularly medicines are designed to reduce the soul, the light of the soul. And it never hit me harder than all the stuff has been happening this year to bring me to this point that I was sharing with you this moment, which is when you said, just get down to the studio right now. So I just rushed over here. My 12-year-old son was attending this really cool school. He loved it. It was a student-led school. The kids got to make all the choices and learn how to be leaders, and it was wonderful. But he came home one day and he said, it was actually nighttime. He knocked on the door. My wife said, my wife said, come on in. And he came in. He said, Mom and Dad, can I talk to you? He's 12 years old. And if you know my son, he's a very
smart, amazing.
Very, very smart young man. He said, I sat on the edge of the bed and he's quiet for a moment. He said, I want to leave my school. And it was shocking to us because all we had heard how much he loved it. And it's a wonderful school led by wonderful people. And he said, half of the kids come from public schools. And I feel like I'm being gradually demoralized just by their influence on me. And when I try to bring in higher consciousness perspectives, they're now calling me cringy. And there's something happening every day, Mom and Dad, and I feel like the best way to explain it is my light is getting dimmer every day. And that just rocked my wife and I. At first, I couldn't believe, and I was so proud of my son to recognize that he was there to protect that light inside him. But it also really put things into perspective for me, which is how all of these things that we're being fed, all of these fetishes, all of these digital, all the channels and porn and video games and all of these things are gradually sucking our souls away. And the plan has been through propaganda for so many years that it would gradually remove the soul of humanity. But what happened was, is they underestimated the people. And particularly when they locked us in our homes and thought that we were going to go watch their three mainstream propaganda sites, we didn't do that. We found encrypted apps and we began to share information together. And
that's right. The enemy has blind spots.
And Alex, this pertains to you, which is why I said you need to stay here today, because the reason that you are under the attack that you're under is because for 30 years, you have been bringing truth to people. And when they say the truth shall set you free, what does that mean exactly? What is that? Well, it means, when you understand the truth and you connect with it, it gives you a sense of informed consent to your life. It gives you a sense of knowing what's right and wrong. But it also illuminates the soul. It literally illuminates the soul.
Well, exactly. I was going to leave just to go and drink a coffee because I interrupt because everything you say I agree with. I want to jump in. That's my thing. People say, oh, thank you for doing this. You're so great. I'm like, are you kidding? Everything becomes more beautiful the more I tell the truth.
Yeah.
The more it just gets more beautiful. Like, everything. This is great. Like, they're persecuting me and I love it. It's like I'm not a masochist either. I hate pain. I don't want to give people pain. But it's like, I just have figured out, like, this is Jobian. It gets better the worse it gets because the gates open up to God.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so on that note, since you mentioned the word God, and I mentioned earlier that it was something that I was very allergic to and I wanted nothing to do with it, and I've mentioned that on this show before, it's the reason that there have been such an attack on God. And I did the Jimmy Dore show a couple of weeks ago, and I acknowledged him because he put out a really beautiful video where he's drawn a distinction between God and religion. And it's so important that we do
that. That's a big move for him. And Joe Rogan says we need God. The fact that two atheists are waking up, that we should not be mad at them. We should welcome them.
That's right. And even an atheist can welcome God because I've been studying atheism and all different religions for a number of years. And I will say
atheism is a religion. That's so smart.
Atheism is a religion. And a lot of the true intelligent people who identify as atheists, when you really listen to them talk about the wonderment of nature, standing in awe looking at the Grand Canyon and being grateful to be alive, they just don't want to call that God, but that's what I'm referring to as
worship of God's creation is the beginning of worship of God.
Yeah, and it's why all of that is under such attack. It is why, you know, everywhere else in the world,
because it's so much bigger than these controllers that want to be God. Every real globalist knows God's real. They want to be God.
Well, it's really no coincidence that when you look at the people, at least those that we can name, the ones that are truly in power, we'll never name, but the ones that are truly in power, as far as I know, all the ones that I've done a deep dive on are atheists. And when you look at people like Naval Harari from the World Economic Forum, and he says that humans are just hackable animals and that there is no soul. From his perspective, I'm sure that's true because all he's doing is associating with people that are soulless, that have sold their soul. And so now you come back into the mythologies, which is what I, as a storyteller, have been fascinated with, all these mythos that we've been telling ourselves since the beginning of time that, you know, men like Joseph Campbell has helped us to collect and dissect and understand. You start to understand this fable of meeting the devil in the crossroads and signing that contract and signing your soul away. And nowadays that's done through all of these incremental steps towards demoralization, all the stuff that they feed at the children. You probably have reported on this, but the Brazilian remote tribe that just in September was gifted through some dumbass, billionaire, gifted, not through Elon Musk, but this person gifted them, Starlink. And now this remote tribe, just starting in September, is completely divided, addicted to porn, addicted to social media, and for the first time in their natural existence,
20,000-year history,
they've started to have these social issues where the young people are dividing from the elders, and the elders are trying to hold them together.
That's a perfect microcosm of the division.
It exactly is. To understand how rapidly that happened with this tribe has remained connected to the intelligence of nature forever, but through these devices, have now they're becoming colonized through the Western mindset. And then you start to understand why it is so important, particularly for people like you, because as your friend, Alex, I know you move at a million miles per hour. You have so much going on. I'm very, very busy too. And because of your level of intelligence, the momentum of your mind is always going full force. And it's even why, you know, some of us have chosen at some times to adapt to alcohol or drugs or whatever, because sometimes it's the only thing that can slow us down. And I know that even within, you know, a lot of, I associate a lot with the Christian communities now because they're on the front line of the fight for freedom. And I also find a lot of problems within that organized religion because they go too far. And
they just henpeck each other and become a Christ talk about the Pharisees. Then it all becomes just a ninnying group.
Well, yeah, and if you understand how much the church has been infiltrated and corrupt by the same agendas because it holds so much.
It should
much,
all be about getting the source God. Forget yeah. the preachers.
It holds so much power for us. And so, you know, in understanding that, like, sometimes I will talk to a crowd, the question that you open up with is a good one, which is how do we get men back in alignment and back in balance? And I'll say this across the board for men and women, is when you talk about the rich, you talk about the ritual, the daily practice. Sometimes I'll speak in front of a mega church or something, and I'll mention the word meditation, and people say, oh, that's New Age hocus pocus or whatever.
That's not the name for prayer.
And I'll say, well, that is your conditioning and your indoctrination to actually resist something that is incredibly critical for us right now. Because all it really means is, it means sitting in contemplation, sitting and doing more thinking. It means sitting and trying to actually allow the momentum of the mind to slow down. And I found that I cannot
and let function. The deeper mind open to the universe that God made. I'd say it's the foundation of prayer. It's the kind of launch pad. A quiet place, you relax, you're, like Christ said, 3 a.m. pray, not up on the mountain in front of everybody here at church. That's when I pray, is when I'm totally quiet, look around, and the first time I meditate, think about what do I want to do, what am I looking for. That's the meditation. Then it's like, open the gate.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely. Stay right there. And I'm going to explain something key here about Harari. I'll give you the key, folks. Mickey Willis, I'm so glad you came in. You're on fire, brother. All right, we'll be right back. PlandemicSeries.com.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace.
Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. All right, Mickey Willis, award-winning documentary filmmaker, really smart guy, great friend of mine, such a sage. Mickey, continue on.
Okay, so in first question, the beginning: how do we get people back in balance with this? One really quick pathway that I'm finding to be incredibly helpful in my life to navigate through all of the muck of darkness that they're putting on us every single day is this. We're living life in the wrong direction by design. We are living from the outside in by design. And the goal is to live from the inside out. So the outside in is, well, once I get that job I want, once I get the car, the home, the wealth, the status, whatever it might be, then I'm going to find the love, the connectedness, the stuff that really matters to me. And we have seen this generation after generation after generation. It doesn't work. It actually drives men crazy. That's why we have these crazy men with the Bill Gates of the world, the George Soros of the world, who own everything, but they're miserable, dark people. And so living from the inside out is our the natural direction of our evolution. And that is, that requires us to be still enough to actually receive the infinite intelligence that is broadcast to us. And I will say this, because I want to make this super clear, because I know it turns a lot of people off when you mention the word God, but that's part of the programming. We have been wired to refuse and to resist the things that hold the greatest power. And
it simply means dial into the real infinite.
It does. And my metaphor for this, which I have shared on the show before, and I'll do it in a nutshell, is our computers, when they're not connected to the internet, are subjected to only what they've been programmed to process. And so whatever's on the hard drive or whatever the programs are installed within it, that's all it can do.
It's imprisoned.
Absolutely imprisoned. And the moment we plug it in and it goes online, that little computer becomes a supercomputer connected to infinite intelligence. And that's what God is. That infinite intelligence, that source that's always there to guide us, that source that actually directed the ants and told the ants, it's time to eat that bird now. It's the seasons know how to operate, when the leaves know how to fall, and all the insects, animals, and everything else.
And if you get 20 women together in 1 month, their periods all sync.
Exactly. Like profound things like that happen. That's called entrainment. And so to understand that we are out of balance with nature when we're living from the outside in, and that's what they want. That's why, you know, I come from the world of commercial production. And I left that world, even though it's incredibly lucrative. I could be in a much, much better financial position than I am right now had I stayed in that world. But I also recognize, like my son recognized, that my light was dimming a little bit more.
And your riches are in heaven, which is the future of humanity.
Exactly. And so, you know, having that experience of understanding, being in boardrooms with really top ad executives in the world and listening to the psychology that they're pushing at me as the storyteller to try to get me to help them sell a car or whatever the commercial might be for, you realize the entire game is about, that's why look at every billboard, look at everything that we're inundated with on a 24/7 basis right now. It's ultimately, you are incomplete, you are not fully a full person. You don't look the way you should look. But if you buy this product or drive this car or consume this food or this vitamin, whatever it is, you will be more of what you should be. So it's outside in. Buy all this and then you will eventually be that person that you know that you can be on this planet. And that is all to get us to live from the outside in. And the real gift that I'm finding here is I need very little that's out there.
But you just summed it all up. You already said it. It's inside out, but we all get that, but we are ourselves are still focusing on something outside. So the fundamentals that God gave us on the inside, we have to be ourselves and project it out.
100%. And so I had this conversation with my son Isaiah the other night, and I asked him a question because we have a lot of deep conversations, and I want him to understand the world and the dangers of the world that he's inheriting and how to overcome those dangers and how to actually be a positive force in the world. With both of my boys, I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, but this happened to be with my 12-year-old. And I asked him a question because he had come to me actually, and he said, "Dad, I was on Apple Music the other day. And there was a album cover or some kind of photo and it had a sexy girl on it. And I'm going through puberty. So I said, that looks interesting. I felt it was safe because I'm Apple Music." And he said, and something popped up that was, I'll just say, is really inappropriate. And I found myself clicking on that and it took me down a rabbit hole and I saw things that I'd rather not have wanted to see. And I need to come to you to let you know that I had that experience and I need your help to protect me from going any further down that rabbit hole because it's very alluring. Again, 12-year-old boy. And I said, "Azai, why do you think that that stuff is so readily available for boys your age? Why do you think it's free all over the internet?" And I said, "Most importantly, I want to ask you this. We've already talked about the prevalence of pedophilia around the planet. And isn't it odd how many adults it's coming up more and more and more? You've been onto this for 30 years, but now we're all learning this is not a conspiracy theory. There's a plague of adults who are attracted to minor humans. What happened to these people?" And I said, "Azai, ask yourself that question, because at the end of the day, what they derive from having sex with a minor is pretty much the same thing they could have on their own. It's an orgasm.
And even an online corrupting a minor before they go through the right rituals and rites of passage is pedophilic. It is stealing the future and corrupting the essence where we're supposed to males and females go through rites of passages before that happens. Yeah. They're trying to sear the conscience to mess up any future relationships.
You are exactly on track of where I'm headed with this. And I said, just think about the risk that pedophiles take. They know they might have a family, millions of dollars, children, and they know if they get caught, they're losing all of that. Not only that, they know they're going to prison. And not only that, they know that the prisoners will probably kill them. It is one of the biggest risks anyone can take. Why do you think they would take that risk? What's driving them? I asked him. And he thought about it really heavily, and he said, "I don't know, Dad." And I said, "It's innocence. It's innocence. They lost their innocence. And that the soul is what gives us innocence. The innocence goes with the soul. And so the more that we're demoralized, the more that we allow the input, the consumption of darkness into us, and the just like a video game character, the more that energy line of our soul decreases. These people that want to, they feel like their childhood was taken away, and in a sense it was, because they allowed themselves to go down these curiosity rabbit holes.
They were abused. They're trying to suck more in. Devil wants more people in hell.
They're trying to get that innocence back because that's the holy grail of being human. That is the essence of life. That is what makes things beautiful. That is the
foundation. Well, take the Tom Cruise movie. Pull up the trailer for Legend in the 80s, and the devil is like, "How do I lure in the unicorns? I get innocence." So he uses the beautiful virgin woman to lead in the unicorns that he can then kill to then bring hell on earth.
Yeah.
And they're telling you through archetypal, because they're supposed to, but you would go back to Carl Jung and then Joseph Campbell, Heroes of a Thousand Faces, it's all true. Carl Jung famously said, I seen the clips like 2 weeks ago, see people the Carl Jung clip, "I don't believe in God, I know it."
Yeah.
And so they know they've got to murder the archetypal experiences that we have that will then develop us and trigger our consciousness. So it's not just they want to hurt innocence, that's a big part of it. They want to murder the stairway that we're supposed to go up.
100% accurate. And now you have to, what is the alluring attraction of this thing we call soul? What is it? Well, it's the only thing, listen carefully, it's the only thing they can't replicate. They can hack our DNA. They can create artificial intelligence that is far beyond our intellect, but they cannot and they never will fully understand, nor will they ever have the technology, the science, the math, the psychology, the anthropology, anything to understand truly what the soul is. And the soul is what keeps us connected to the infinite intelligence that is meant to guide us. And if we're severed from the soul, we're severed from the intelligence, and we are the computer that's severed from the internet, functioning on a cognitive loop, looking, knowing that there's something greater out there. So where do we find it? In another person. We listen to the
authority. That's right. Guys, go back to the Legend trailer, because it shows it. There's the two unicorns, a symbol of men and women and the whole Fuchsia universe. The devil wants to kill him, but he's got to trick the goddess to join him to then lead the unicorns into death, saying the woman is the key. So deep.
Yeah, very, very deep. And so all these movies we've been
making. So why does Hollywood, why do they tell us the truth, but then hide it consciously?
Well, that's a really great question, Alex. I think that at the same time, too, they're all human. And they're all also trying to explore and understand themselves.
I agree. They're kind of rebelling in a way. They're sneaking it in.
Some of that. And I will tell you, not everyone is demoralized in Hollywood. And people do have their soul. And I'm getting calls from people every single day. It's beautiful.
Record Silicon Valley donations to Trump.
Exactly. So these kind of things are happening. We have major people like Mel Gibson that are starting their unwoke, quote-unquote, studios. There's several A-list, A-plus-list actors that are jumping ship and creating studios where they can tell the truth again. So they've somehow managed to retain their soul. And, you know, the good news is this, is the soul is always available to regain. It's almost like, unless you've completely let it go, and I think there's probably some beings that we often mention that have completely sold their soul and it's gone and
Bill Gates.
It's over. Perhaps. But
so how do you get somebody that's like a young man? You said this to me. I've seen this. I know young men that are totally dialed in, but with computers and games, and then they're like that there. It's not like they're even demon possessed. They don't have satanic eyes. They have a dead eye. I can see the souls right there. How do we get them to bring it back?
I was talking about this to somebody else this morning. So we allowed our kids to play, to have some time on video games 4 days a week or so. And particularly when we go on vacation, when we find ourselves on long airplane flights and long car
trips.
Perfect
time for it, yeah.
You know, exactly. You know, instead of where are we, almost there, we just go, okay, here's your iPad. And in this particular instance, you can stay on it. We've made the error a few times now of letting our boys have way too much time. So say it.
Instead, just give them literature.
Right. And that's what they're doing now. You know, they read all night last night. Way beyond their bedtime, which we found out this
morning. And they're like, we love this way more.
Yeah, exactly. And they do. And they're getting my young one now, who my 12-year-old, who has always been articulate. My young one is the radical athlete, you know, and he's not been focused on how articulate he is. He's reading so much now that what's coming out of his mouth, I'm like, Zuri, man.
What's crazy is you read this literature, it's triggering what's already there. It's not it's already there.
That's right.
You're triggering it.
So my point to this is we made the mistake a couple of times on a couple of long trips to allow our kids to have too much time on their iPads staring at things. And we notice within those trips that they're much more irritable, that my sons get along really well. They're best friends, but they'll be more irritable with each other. And we'll try to sit down, and we stop and we have dinner, and we'll look, just like you said, we'll look in the eyes of our kids and we'll start talking with them, and I'll say, are you listening? And they'll go, what? What? I'm sorry, what? Like, where are you right now? It's like, you're in a digital realm. And they would be honest. They say, oh, I'm just thinking about that creeper in, whatever the heck that video game is.
Minecraft.
You know, I'm just thinking about this and how to defeat him and how to, and like,
I don't let my 7-year-old play it, but she goes to her private school. She's obsessed with it. That's all they talk about.
That's all they talk about, right? And so we started noticing that every time we allow for too much time, our kids, there's something that happens to them. They're not as cognitively present. They're more irritable. They don't want to go outside. They've stopped creating.
Well, here's the power of media. My 7-year-old, she's turned 7. She's had 4 kids. She's such a sweetheart. She's so smart. But I'll let her, okay, I'll let you watch Andy Griffin, or I'll let you watch, you know, some old movie a few days a week. And so we let her watch the old 80s Smurf. I think is, you know, not that, it's really actually smart. She writes letters to the Smurfs and creates books to the Smurfs, which is fine. But imagine if I was giving her the modern stuff that shows the power. We let her watch a couple Smurf shows a week for a couple of years. She's obsessed with Smurfs. Yes. It's like whatever you're going to give them, they're going to be obsessed with, folks.
Yes, that's right. So I want to talk about next this thing we call a transcendent experience. So you've had some profound transcendent experience. I'm sure you've shared them on the show. You've shared them with me one-on-one. And I've had a lot of bizarre things come out of nowhere, spontaneous connections with Christ and things that I didn't want and didn't even ask for, so I think.
It's hit you like a truck.
Exactly. Things have come out of nowhere, and I've had really wild things happen. And I've noticed that, as I alluded to at the beginning of this interview, I noticed that when I'm in a focused state, particularly in like a immersive kind of a workshop or out in the jungle or something like that, and out in the wilderness where I have a lot of time to myself, I will have these profound connections with nature where you hear people talk about it, right, where they almost have a conversation with an animal or something. And what I've realized is we can manufacture these. We can, through our daily practices, through resisting the temptation to be perpetually distracted by digital devices and particularly by narratives. You know, 90% of everything we're talking about out there is meant to be a distraction. I know we all should mention it. We all should talk about it. Just say the absurdity of the trans movement, right? And going too far, taking that too far to, you know, blocking the hormones of our children. It all matters, and we all need to speak out about it. Don't get me wrong. But we have to balance that out with just as much, silence, stillness, because what happens to us and what I found.
Fighting them means we're worshiping them. We have to like go be with God, be in the forest, be with our children or family. And then mathematically, when we are, I would say, I don't know if you're going to say this, but a kind of, removed or what's the proper word for it? Detached, fight them.
Detached, yeah.
We fight them because the detached is what they can't stand.
That's exactly right.
Were you about to say that? We didn't talk about this before.
I've been editing for 30 years, and I'll reach a point where I just get stuck. I'm in my head, and I'm trying to make
something. You made some masterpieces.
And I'm trying to, thank you, Alex, and I'm trying to make something work, and I just know it's not effective. It has all the elements to be effective, and I don't know what to, I've tried 17 different ways, and I can sit and think about it all day long, or I can go for a walk. The moment I go for a walk, 100% of the time, but sometimes for some reason.
I'm no great editor like you, but whenever I was making films and got stuck, I go for a 3-mile walk.
Yeah.
It was always the answer.
I usually end up going for, I get about a block away and I have to run back. So I'm like, I got it. And I run back and I run into the studio and it's like that thing I've been stuck on for 3 days. I got it in 30 minutes. And so there's something to say with allowing the momentum of the mind to cease from time to time, to actually being present in prayer, in meditation. Sometimes I go for a drive and I listen to mellow music that doesn't have a lot of lyrics that my mind can be distracted by. And suddenly I come back with clarity about
something. When you think about nothing, you think about everything.
Yeah. And so this is how we have to combat all of the barrage of being attacked by information. I mean, I love that this show is called InfoWars, because it is not only is a war of misinformation and propaganda, but it's also a war of information, of that the more information we can package you, the more we can keep you trying to strive to be something by doing some exterior ritual.
That's the thing. The richer the person I know that isn't with God, the more insecure they are. Whereas once you get secure and care about humanity, I'm so super confident, not trying to say I'm super cool, but it's like I am like, I just don't give a shit what people think about me, anything. It's like it's another level. I wish people could feel this.
As a former member of the cult called Hollywood, I will tell you that I spent many years as a young man striving for that house in the Hollywood Hills and the pool because the Academy Award and all the things that they tell you is the Holy Grail. And I worked with a lot of people who had all that. And I will tell you that they were miserable. I don't know one of them that was truly fulfilled inside. And it taught me very valuable lesson that I'm grateful to say that I'm living that today. And that is, I'm doing my best to keep my soul pure, doing my best. And believe me, I was demoralized. I've had to go through rigorous inner work to clear out the patterns, the mind patterns that have been instilled in me through working through Hollywood and a lot of my experience that I've adapted to, of really getting back to like, what would it be like to actually look at a woman and not have any thoughts of impurity, to actually be with them, the essence of who they are, to be with a child in the purest, funnest, most innocent way. How can I get back to that? Because I understand that there's nothing more fulfilling than that. And so,
and by the way, I've only gotten to that last 10 years or so, to be with a woman and see how they're funny and cute and pretty and God made them into this amazing creature. I see them as like creatures of God, these amazing goddesses now, instead of instantly, like when I mean, even 15, 20 years ago, I mean, I was literally like, it's not bad, I was younger, but like just drooling, I want to have sex right now. But that was like, was as fulfilling as actually thinking how magic a woman is.
Well, it's the wound that causes men to go there. It was my wound. It was my childhood trauma. It was being raised without a father. And it was all the stuff that had happened that I didn't know how to process as a child that would then leave me feeling in some way powerless. And so to be able to conquer a woman, I was driven to conquer a woman because it's somehow that I thought that would fulfill the hunter-gatherer in me.
And instead, we want to create a whole new universe with her.
And it never did. What it actually did was I was giving a piece of my soul away each time I manipulated another being. And so now it's about how can I stay in what I call pure service? Is how can I do, what do I say yes and no to? And it used to be, this is a great job that can advance my career.
Yeah, so what is the man woman thing? It's about the great adventure together.
Yeah, and there's a lot of money involved. So let me choose this based upon how this might propel me closer to my physical goal, instead of what am I here to serve? What am I here to do? And can I remove myself from that? A lot of the stuff I put out in the world, I don't even have credits on it. People don't even know I've created it. And that was a test for me to say, can I do this without asking anything in return? Can I give a donation to somebody without, and actually do it anonymously, without letting people know? Can I do this without any personal ego gratification in this? And I'll tell you, it's still sometimes it's challenging. I have to check myself. But the more, the closer I get to operating, and I have a lot of work to do. I don't want to at all sound righteous that I've got anything figured out, because I'm a work in progress like everybody else. But at least understanding that the outcome of that work, of the at least the direction that I'm living from right now, that aware that I have to live from, if I'm going to live anything close to a fulfilled life, the closer I get to doing pure service, what I recognize is I'll take on a job and there's no money in it, and I have a family to feed, and I have bills to pay, and I have employees to pay. But something about this says this is the right thing to do, and it's going to help a lot of people, and just do it. It doesn't make sense. I don't have
but
any.
But it gives the satisfaction, let me guess, then even crazier doors open.
It is phenomenal what takes place, because I have no agenda, and I don't think, well, I can do this, and then now I can win this here. Let me just do it. And
now you're
and
jacked into the ether.
Right. And then what I notice is like, something happens a month later where money comes from nowhere and the greatest gifts and ultimately what price can you put on, you know, having an incredibly 21-year happy marriage and two children who love me that I could not be closer with, and having a career that actually has some impact in the world. It's like this is what I would want for everyone, and I know everyone wants this at a certain level. But the way that we've been trained to try to go there is the wrong path.
But that's why the system's panicking, because their system's collapsing. It's becoming clearer and clearer the human pro-God system is winning and growing. Yeah. We're not as big as they are, but soon we will be. That's why they want nuclear war. They want to overturn the table. They are pulling out their hair.
They are.
And I mean, look at them. They're like babbling around like zombies.
Yeah, well, it's like any animal that's pinned in a corner, you know, they come back ferociously and they bite. And so this is what we knew was coming all along, and it's actually a good sign, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. But they're going to attack people like you that are at the tip of the spear, people who have been not only giving the gift of truth to the people, but also understanding that there's a spiritual principle. You know, the world has watched you awaken from being more of a self-centered human being to more of a God-centered man who cares about humanity, and you pour your heart out, which is a reason why men like Jordan Peterson and go down the line get attacked all the time, because they hold that archetype, that balance of warrior, but also at the same time, very empathetic.
They're scared of that.
And that is the new archetype that needs to arise right now. In answer to your question of what, how do we call the men forward here, is to understand that there's a warrior in all of us, and that warrior needs to step forward, and our women that might be otherwise prohibiting us from expressing who we are as that warrior that came here to protect our women and our children and our planet. And that's why there's such a move towards feminizing the men and
absolutely
calling everything masculine.
We're out of time. I'm so glad you came in. The most powerful hour yet with Mickey Willis. People should check you out at PlandemicSeries.com. Amazing.
Plandemic.com. And this weekend coming up on the 15th here in Austin is the Austin premiere of Plandemic the Musical. Go get tickets and come see us live. You'll be there, yeah?
And you're back next week.
I'm back next week.
What day are you on?
See you Wednesday with J.P. Sears.
That's going to be huge because this could be the final week of InfoWars.
That's right.
And Tucker Carlson Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, on the show and more. Maybe Elon Musk. Oh,
thanks, everybody.
God bless you, Mickey. Love the crew. Owen Schroyer coming up.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.